This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Looking just for dancers?
We're looking for a little bit of everything. We do dancers. We do singers, live singers.
Mm-hmm.
I invite a couple of drag numbers in.
Sure.
I hate, in this case, using the word drag. Well, the Debris Sisters were dragged last year.
Oh, yeah.
But these, I love the Debris. They got on that stage and they just rocked the house down. But I love camp drag. That's mm-hmm. my thing.
Yeah.
And that's the Debris. They yeah, just camp absolutely. It up and have some fun. But we also like to bring in some female illusionists.
Yes.
Is how I like to refer
okay.
it.
Okay.
Ones that actually shave first.
Right. Right.
Hold on.
I have to say something.
Okay.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Now broadcasting in high-definition radio. If you go to kpft.org, find out what we're playing. Right now, it's probably the BBC.
The high def? Yeah.
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 Okay. We now return.
We're back.
I had to do something.
And now we're recorded, right?
Now we're being recorded.
Okay, honey.
So we're
now you're in
talk
trouble.
About
so, honey, I didn't say anything in the first hour about you. But we do have some other shows coming up. Our first show, like I said, is April 18th, Disco Inferno. We also have shows coming up on June 26th, which is going to be at George. That will be hosted by Miss Sarah Scholander. She's Ooh. At the campgrounds right now. She doesn't know this. It was voted out on Thursday.
She's
sorry.
At the campgrounds.
I think she went camping this weekend. Did she?
Sarah Scholander camping?
No.
I feel like her wife dragged her.
What did she do with her hair?
No, I heard it was a Motel 6. That's what she calls
camping. Okay.
We also got one August 22nd. That would be hosted by myself at Club Adam Eden in Webster. They just built a brand new stage. It looks fabulous. I can't wait to hit it.
Mm.
And also on October 17th, we'll be at Tony's Corner Pocket, and that will be hosted by Anne-Marie Gill. Just so people know why, you know, those wonderful people are hosting these shows is because I'm the executive producer, and I have asked Scott Kenyon and Marie Gill, a.k.a. Josh Jones, or mm-hmm. Josh Jones, a.k.a. Anne-Marie Gill, however you want to look at it, and Sarah Scholander to be co-producers of the show.
So they have to work.
They have to work. But you know what? They are doing a fantastic job. You know, last year I was basically by myself. Scott helped out quite a bit, but Scott was like, this is your puppy.
I put my name on this.
Well, you know, actually Scott put a lot of his name on it. You know, Scott financed a lot of it. But it was a labor of love last year.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why I didn't bring a lot of people in last year is because it was my first year. I had no clue about putting on a show at the Hobby Center. And I'm like, you know, if this fails, I just want my name on it. You know what? This show took off.
Yeah, it did. Really, really did.
It took off. And I got to tell you, it was the first time, you know, I'm not shy on the radio. I'm not shy in front of people. I get on that microphone. And this was the first time that I can remember in my life that I went out on stage, introduced the show, and I was like shaking. And my voice was cracking. And you can see it on the DVD when you come to the show on the 18th. Because at about 7:30, we're going to be showing before the show starts, we're going to put in the DVD and show about the first four. We're going to keep doing that at each show. You can see different parts of Illuminations Project at each show.
Yeah.
So you're going to see the introduction at this one. You get to see me going, hold on. I pull the microphone away from my mouth and like collect myself for like 10 seconds going, it's been a hell week. You know, like that day, seriously, that day, my poor lighting director, Chris Phelps, she's fantastic. She came in at 8 o'clock, set those lights. We were teching out from 8 o'clock, from 9 o'clock in the morning, and we seriously pulled her computer. You know how they put the computers in the middle of the audience, in the middle of the floor, so they can tech and do all the lighting work. The show was supposed to start at 7:30. 7:25, we were pulling the computers out from the middle of the auditorium, taking them to the back, hooking them back up.
Oh, my.
You know, everybody's in the lobby going, when are we going to get to sit down? We're like, well, first we got to clear out the whole center. But you know what? We opened those doors at 7:30. The Hobby Center had that place cleared. The doors opened at 7:30. The show started at 7:35.
Wow.
We had people seated. I went out. And, you know, I wasn't nervous because of going in front of a crowd. It was only 500 people at the most. Well, it only seats 500. It was, yeah. We had about 255. It wasn't that. It was me going out, and I'm still waiting for something to get screwed up. Seriously. This show went so smooth. You know, I do shows all the time, fundraisers at different bars and stuff, and something screws up the PA system, or the DJ doesn't show up, or, you know, whatever it is. Something usually screws up, and you ride with it, because you're dealing, obviously, with a lot smaller crowd, and it's your friends up on stage with you. And here I'm on the stage of the Hobby Center dealing with professionals, thinking, okay, when's the ball going to drop?
When's that light from the ceiling going
to
fall
down? Yeah, I wait for the light to come down and all this other stuff. And
the opera to pop up, you know.
And we only had one little faux pas. Nobody ever noticed it. I'm not going to say what it is, because nobody noticed it. But, and, you know, and I just kind of looked at the person and I said, you know what?
Quit pulling on it, Jimmy. It'll get longer.
And I was like, if that's the worst thing that's going to happen tonight, let's roll with it. So we had a fantastic show. It was very professional, great people. Like I said, you know, some of these people will be coming back. You okay?
Great. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
But anyways, that's pretty much all I got. So once again, if you can contact me, if you got, if you're a part of a dance organization, or a performance group, please contact me at www.illuminationsproject.org or email me at illuminationsproject@yahoo.com, and my phone number is 832-428-4009. I need him to come in here and do that to me.
And
don't ask. I know it's radio. You can't see what's going on.
But sorry, it's mine.
In the back, Messiah.
Leave it alone.
And so, once again, this is Illuminations Project.
Illuminations Project.
And it's happening on Veterans Day, November the 11th.
Yes.
At the Hobby Center downtown, 7:30.
Yep, and in association with the Gulf Coast Archives Museum. See, we got to start saying that all the time.
Do you have the ticket price?
Ticket price will be $35.
Okay.
But there is going to be some discounts going on for different groups of students. We're going to do a big push at the schools and colleges, part of the whole social groups, you know, society, sociology classes and stuff.
About all farts like me.
Yeah. There will be a senior discount, too. We are. We're doing a student discount, a senior discount.
Senior discount? Okay.
We're also, a lot of this money that we're raising, and the way this works is, all this...
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't spill any.
All this money that we raise during these shows, we buy tickets with it. So the money comes right back to GCAM and the Montrose Counseling Center. But we buy tickets with it so people with AIDS can come out and see the show. So, and we're going to be doing that a little bit differently this year. Last year, I dropped them off at different facilities and said, pass them out. We're actually going to be doing a little bit differently this year. And
Well, time was of the essence last year, as I recall.
Yeah, because we did the show, like, I think a week before. But it was successful.
Mm-hmm.
I get these wonderful ideas from other people, and it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, you know, let's run with that.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to be doing sponsorships. We are looking for a title sponsor. It's going to be like, you know, KPFT wanted to sponsor the show. Mm-hmm. It would be KPFT Presents Illuminations Project in association with the Gulf Coast Archives Museum.
Gotcha.
So we're looking for a title sponsor, and that name does get flashed all over the place. We'll put it on the posters. You'll see your name and lights on the scrolling marquee outside the Hobby Center. So it's pretty cool. And
this is a wonderful project, and I'm so glad you're doing it, because you're a proven entity. We know you can get it done.
Yeah,
and so
thank you.
You've got co-producers now.
Thank God.
And three of them?
You know, that is, and we're also going to get our 501c3.
Three of them?
Three of them, co-producers,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Scott Kenyon, Josh Jones, a.k.a. Anne-Marie Gill, and Sarah Scholander.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, they are invaluable.
And GCAM is helping you out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they are also the beneficiary, as well as Montrose Counseling Center.
Great.
So, and I think that's all I got.
Oh, we'll have you back. We'll have you back. So, everybody go to Disco Inferno next.
Burn, baby, burn. Next Saturday, April 18th at EJ's. We'll be showing the DVD at 7:30, and the show will start at 8 o'clock.
Well... and we'll see about that.
Falcon shows start on time.
Do they? Okay. I'm going to hold your feet to the fire on that one.
Yes, Falcon is pretty good about starting his shows on time because you know what? The nice thing about EJs, I know how to run that DJ booth.
Ah.
So I'll jump up there and start putting the CDs in and start playing music. So I'm pretty good about starting those shows
on time. I know. That's about the only bitch I have about shows here in Houston in the gay community. I mean, you want to support them, but when the show says 3 o'clock and at 4:15, they're still haven't started, and you're like, oh, come on.
Well, you know, and a lot of that is we do so much in this community as far as backing up other shows.
I know.
And that's usually the reason why a lot of shows don't start on time is because, okay,
somebody,
for me, for instance,
half the show is doing another show.
Right. Yeah. I may be at the BRB starting one show, mm-hmm. and if a lot of these organizations will just talk to each other and you know, okay, your show starting at 8 o'clock at the BRB, can you start yours at 9 o'clock at EJ's?
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just when we start shows at the same time, and when you think about it, you got it's one thing I've always said. There's 5 million people in the Houston metro area. Mm. So 10% is supposed to be gay, so that's 500,000 people.
At least.
And you've had them all. And
twice.
Only the men. That's only 250,000.
Oh, okay. But
he's had them twice.
When you stop and think about how small the core group of people who are raising the money in the city...
Yeah.
It's not that many people.
No, it's a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of gay people who are doing this.
And if people would stop to think about simple things like, you know, ICOH or Aresis or mm-hmm. Illuminations Project, if 500,000 people was to give just $1 to each one, yeah, we got our money.
Exactly.
You know, it's just getting people to give, paying it forward, mm-hmm. you know, learning the karma thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I've always based my life on. You know, you pay it forward, do the karma thing.
And then you get it back.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's just about feeling good inside.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, you know.
And you cannot put a price on that feeling.
No, you can't. I mean, you know, I'm with different organizations, and every once in a while we get those success stories. Mm-hmm. Code 45s.
Yeah.
Every once in a while we get that letter coming in. Yeah. Recently we had a guy start giving us money who was a former client. He got back on his feet, and he got his own business, and he's like, I want to give you money. And that's the success story. So we don't get to hear it that often, mm-hmm. but when you do, it's like, this is the reason why I'm doing it.
Yep.
You know, that $1, you know, people come out to the bars and sometimes you got six performers and we'll punt. We'll put the show on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're like, you know, you only raised $100. Well, you know what? That's $100 that we didn't have before.
That's right.
$100, that's, you know, when you mix it with government contracts, government grants, that could be 100 pills.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't understand. That's somebody's prescription for 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how you have to look at it. It's not about, you know, well, you're not really raising that much money. When you pull all these nickel and dime shows together, those nickel and dimes add up.
Not only that, but you try telling a drag queen who just spent 2 hours putting on makeup that there's no show.
Right. Right. And, you know, and I've always said it, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, you know, yes, we do get males going out there lip-syncing to songs and doing performances.
Do. Yes.
I know people come out to see the drag queens. They're the showstoppers. You know, yeah. I'm just a filler while they're changing. And I've always said that, you know. I'm just a support person. I'm just filler, you know. I know you really don't want to see me. I know you want to see the strippers coming out 11.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we're just filling in time.
Yeah, you want to see the big hair and the jewelry and whatever kind of strange outfit that the drag queens got on. Yeah,
I don't feel bad if
you
people
want to see the drama.
Right.
You know?
You know, I don't feel bad if you don't want to come up and give me a dollar when I'm doing a lip sync number, but you know what? I love it when I see you guys giving $2 to the drag queen.
There you go.
So, you know what? You just paid for me. That's wonderful. Okay. And you're giving it back to the community, and that's what's more important.
Yeah.
So, yep. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Chris.
We'll see you many times.
Thank you, Wes. See, I'll come on next to where you can push that yellow button more.
Ooh.
Fun.
Yeah, I know you like that yellow button. I was being really good today because I'm not liquored up.
you were liquored. You were lick him up.
Oh no! This afternoon I was liquored up. We did the bake sale.
Yeah, boy, was
I was like, heard. I went home and I'm like, okay, I gotta get my music together for the I'm a Coming Home show.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get my music together. Hit the bed.
And that was it.
I was out. I was out till like 11:30, and my alarm. I was smart enough to set my alarm on my phone. I was out till 11:30. I'm like going, okay, my phone's going off. It's dark out. What's going on?
I think you were coming home.
Oh, I was. But I still wanted to do that show, but I was after last night. The Aresis group went out last night, and we had a great time at Club Adams in Eden.
Oh,
we had too good of a time, and I think I can say this because it is the name of a drink.
I heard about that drink. Yeah,
can I say it?
And it seems that Kimberly had more than her share.
I went to the little martini bar next door, mm-hmm. and this is the name of a drink. It's called a wet pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being obscene. That thing was so good. And Justin at Club Adams, thank you. You got me totally polluted. I love you.
But first time you've had one of those, huh?
It's no, like, actually it's not.
You were asking everybody if they wanted a wet pussy.
I did. I went into the other bar the next day. I'm going, who wants a wet pussy? And everybody's like, oh, you're sick. You're twisted. Get away from us. I'm going, it's a shot. It's a shot. They go, oh, okay, we'll take it.
Chris doesn't know what to say about that now.
I'm like,
so I'm sitting here in the middle of someone who's Judy's pussy likes him and you like a wet pussy.
Oh, I love wet pussies now.
Chris
I'm totally converted.
Know what to do with himself anymore.
And Judy was the one who got on the radio and said that how much I loved her pussy.
Well, you know,
I could go for some pussy, but I can't get any good Chinese food at this hour.
And it was red.
Yeah. They're all kind of closed.
It was red too. So
red.
It's red.
A red wet.
It's a red wet pussy. No, it's a liquor called X-rated. It's got cherry vodka in it and pineapple juice.
Oh my God, cherry vodka.
Cherry vodka. Oh,
when you were a teenager, that was the first drink you ever had.
No, it was Boone's Farm.
And it made you,
you lightweight.
I did like Mad Dog 2020 in Boone's Farm. Whatever I could steal. You know, my Uncle Bob, who was part of a pool supply company, and I would always sneak into his office and go underneath the desk drawer there and break out the Boone's Farm and stuff.
That wasn't the only thing he was doing under the desk.
Mm.
Oh, that's sick. That was my uncle. Shut my microphone.
I didn't say it was your uncle.
Shut my microphone off. I'll tell you more. Bye.
Well, on that note, shall we go to some music?
I think so.
All right, then.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you, Falcon.
Just 'cause we're in love. Don't put your hand in my pants. I just wanna be hugged. Please hold my hand when we kiss. I'm so tired of tugging your wrist. Don't put your hand in my pants. Just 'cause we're in love. The night is full of stars. My heart is full of love. But romance starts to fade when you grab and grope and tug. Like Boy Scouts on parade. Like the Army marching band. Your fingers think they're crusaders heading for the Holy Land. Don't put your hand in my pants, just 'cause we're in love. Don't put your hand in my pants, I just wanna be hugged. As you gaze deeply into my eyes, your fingers keep creeping up on my thighs. Don't put your hand in my pants, just 'cause we're in love. I just want to snuggle. You just want to play. Your one hand's on my zipper, and your other hand
Yeah. This is my voice, my weapon of choice. This is life. This is a fleet. This is a cup. This is a story I didn't make up. This is a girl lost in the woods. Some covered wagon from some other hood. Of the hand, this is technology mixed with a band.
Good evening. Welcome to Leather Ties on After Hours. I'm Daddy Bear Robert. I'm your host for tonight. That's a new song from Grace Jones. She, after 10 years, she finally released a new album.
That is hot.
Yeah, anybody who likes Grace Jones, even if you don't, go get this album. It is slick. It is hot as hell.
Ooh.
One of my favorite songs on there is Corporate Cannibal. That's a cool song. And
the album is Hurricane.
Yeah, the album is called Hurricane. It was just released. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it. Well, I don't know if you can get it at Soundwaves or not. I haven't seen it there, but I know you can get it on Amazon.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole album. Year,
I thought she had just stopped recording.
Well, actually, she did. She released her last album, Bulletproof Heart,
mm-hmm.
back in 1998. Then in 2002, she released a maxi single called Sex Drive. She still tours and does the club circuits and all the gay clubs and everything and still does her music, but mm-hmm. she finally, I don't know who talked her into it, but I'm glad they did. She released a new album.
Yeah. A maxi single.
You know, I'm a Grace Jones whore. I love everything Grace Jones.
Me too.
I would say if I was straight and I had to get married, it had to be Grace Jones.
Yeah.
He keep talking because he realized where I was going.
Uh-huh. I know where you were going. Shut up, Chris. We are here tonight with NLA Houston. We're going to be talking about Spring Iniquity, which is the first full-on leather conference in this city in 10, 11 years. And we are joined tonight by the current president, Sir Robert Helms. 7 more days.
10.
10 more days, I'm sorry.
It was 10 last night.
10. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's 9 now. Yeah, it's after midnight. 9 days. All right. And we're also here with another board member, a member at large, Boy Jesse.
Hello.
Boy and Jesse. For the radio audience there, Robert will be interpreting the show in hearing for
yes.
American Sign Language.
For those of you who don't know, Robert Helms is an interpreter. So he will be signing the show for us. So anybody who wants to watch, you know, if you can't hear, just watch Robert. He's signing for us.
Just get your hands closer to the microphone.
Yeah, just get your hands real close to the microphone.
My hands are curiously signing right now.
You know, we make that stupid joke every time he's on. He's been on the air twice. And we always make fun of that. That's so wrong.
Yes, and it never gets old.
Yes, doesn't it? Kind of like during Louie when everybody goes, Bob, Bob, Bob.
Yeah.
And it's like
your hand cramp up there.
The only bobbing I saw during Louie was Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, Virgin thanks you.
Everyone does.
Yeah, and I'm sure everybody who watched that thanks you, too, though. I've never seen Virgin's eyes roll back in his head like that. It was amazing.
He was showing his true inner demon.
Yes, and Baby Bear is somewhere outside, I believe. He's talking about his big snake.
His big snake?
Well, he literally snakes. They're talking about Kenyan sand boas.
Oh!
Ball pythons, because we
not the one-eyed trouser snake.
No. And when we say ball python, it's not a euphemism. It's
No.
But we have 3 snakes, and there's somebody here who has a snake, so they're talking shop right now. So I'm sure he'll be on in a little bit.
Charming.
Anyway, good evening, Robert.
Good evening.
Good evening, Boy Jesse.
Good evening.
Boy Jesse is also running for the board for my old position, because I's like 3 years. I need a break. I think the Wonder Twin over here, the other Robert, is like, yeah.
Oh, God, after 3 years.
Yeah. Hey. We did good. When we took over on the board 3 years ago, we had 15 members. Now we have 60.
Yep.
We have really grown that organization, and those people are quality people. Congrats to all of NLA Houston. Now, let's talk about Spring Iniquity. Like I said, Spring Iniquity, for years, it's just been, you know, a regular anniversary run, a bar run, and 2 years ago in LA Houston, we decided we wanted to do a full leather conference and bring a full leather conference back to Houston. It took us 2 years to do it, but we finally did it. So this year, Spring Iniquity 18 is going to be a full leather conference. Presenters, classes, vendor area, everything's going to be set up. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're also hosting the annual general membership for NLA International, which is very cool. So let's talk about where it's being held at. Where is the event being held?
We're going to be at the Sheraton Brook Hollow, which is up north at 610 and 290. Phenomenal hotel.
Yeah.
And the hotel has actually been really wonderful to the gay community. They host Montrose Softball League's annual banquet.
They've hosted ICOH Enthronement, I believe. I'm not sure. I meant to ask Falcon when he was here. I think they've also done an Aresis Enthronement as well, if I remember correctly. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Fact checker.
I'm
sorry, what?
Fact checker. Hasn't Aresis, didn't the Sheridan Brocalla also, I know they've done
they were scheduled
ICOH.
To be, they were scheduled to be at
Enthronement.
The enthronement was supposed to be at the Sheridan Brocalla,
but because of Hurricane Ike,
they had to move to North.
That's okay. Okay.
And because of Hurricane Ike, they are now a brand new hotel.
Yeah, they've remodeled that hotel just for Spring and Nickery.
From the ground up. They love us.
Yeah, it's a beautiful hotel.
So the event starts Friday, April 17th, which is next Friday. They'll be doing registration at the hotel, I believe. What time does that start?
Registration will start at 7 p.m. That's going to go from 7 to 9, and then we close down registration at 9 o'clock, and then we move it over to the Ripcord, which is our home bar.
Right.
And we'll do registration there from 10 until 12.
Okay.
So, or 10 to midnight.
And at the bar, I assume, once everybody gets to the bar, there'll be a few receptions by some of our brother clubs and things going on there.
We do. We've got Big Men's Club. We've got the Misfits.
Sundance Cattle Company, Sundance Houston Area Bears. Throughout the whole weekend, we're going to have a lot of clubs and things going on.
Yep, fire dancers will be there at some point.
And, well, of course, yeah.
They're
fire dancers,
there.
The Ripcord is their home bar as well. Boy Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Friday night. The one thing that I want to know, a lot of people have been asking me, and I've been telling them, everybody's afraid that since this is a leather conference this year, that we're not going to have the Den of Iniquity. Boy, Jesse, please answer. Are we going to have a Den of Iniquity at the Ripcord this year?
Yes, sir, we are. Den of Iniquity will be Saturday night from 10 to...
Whenever.
Whenever. Midnight to whenever people want to leave.
And the Lone Star Rubber Corps is going to be helping us with the Den of Iniquity, like they have done in the last, like they have done with the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And
there will be many receptions.
And the one thing that everybody begs for every year, and the Lone Star Rubber Corps better bring it, is that vacuum cube.
It has been confirmed.
The vacuum cube has been confirmed.
It
good.
It will be there.
Good. So, if anybody has any other requests, call us, 713-526-5738. If you have any questions for NLA Houston and Spring Iniquity Conference, 713-526-5738. Please call us with questions if you have any.
They are encouraging people who have toys to bring them out. There will be
when we say toys, we don't mean insertable toys. Okay.
Violet wand, floggers.
Violet wand, floggers, dragon tails, whips.
What have you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, our whips are going to be relatively limited because of throwing space.
Well, dragon tail, you can get away with that because those are fairly short. Most dragon tails are only about a foot, foot and a half long.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that Elizabeth and Eva bring theirs.
Yeah.
Oh. Gotta love whips.
And...
The group.
Yeah, the group with Women in Power Society,
both,
yes.
Sir.
There
both.
You go. There you go.
Oh, quick sidetrack. No, neither one of you went to Dareware last.
No, but I understand you did.
Yeah, I was at Dareware. I had a lot of fun.
How was it?
It was freaky. I think it was really funny because they had absolutely no problem with two women making out and getting all, you know, all over each other.
Why does that not surprise me?
But when I was making out with a guy, you wouldn't believe the number of heads that turned and the people that took a step back. It's like, this is a fetish ball. Bite me, you know? Literally and figuratively, you know?
And
so, but yeah, they had Dareware. They did a great job this year. They even had suspension.
Really?
They had three girls that were suspended.
Nice.
And it was just really brilliant. They had a VIP lounge for people, and they had crosses set up in there. They had their own separate bar staff there, they had one guy, really nice guy. He had an ultraviolet wand kit that he had made all these extra fun attachments.
Ooh.
And it's like, gives me a great idea. He's like, oh, I just got all this stuff at Hobby Lobby, and it's metal, and it conducts electricity. So, I mean, metal pipe cleaners and metal tinsel and all kinds of stuff. Oh, man, that was a lot of fun.
And I'll be getting his number from you later.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, because I did get his card. Yeah, and Master Wings.
It was Wings. I was thinking.
Master Wings was there. He was stuck in his booth all night. They had a vending booth there. Master Wings is a member of NLA Houston.
Yep, one of our newest members.
Yeah, and he has a great shop. They carry some incredible toys. I've got his card in my wallet. I'll give you his the name of his business later.
He's an extremely handsome man.
Yes. And both of his, well, his one girl that was with him that night, she was just gorgeous. Gorgeous girl. So Spring Iniquity basically is registration. Now, you say registration is going to close at 9 o'clock at the hotel. Is it going to open back up again at the Ripcord?
It opens up again at the Ripcord at 10 p.m.
Okay.
So we got about an hour to go ahead and move over and shift over. And that's for anyone who's going to move on over. Some people will stay at the hotel because we'll have the our meet and greet begins at 6 o'clock on Friday. And anyone who wants to stay will have a room where they can just hang out and just
That would be like a hospitality kind of room. So if you don't want to go to the bar, you traveled all day, whatever.
Exactly.
Okay, so there'll be a meet and greet at the hotel as well as a meet and greet at the Ripcord.
Yep. And then we'll also have our initial games.
Oh, and I'm sorry. Master Wings, his business is called Spring Leatherworks. And basically it's springleatherworks.biz if you want to go to the website. Incredible stuff. Really hard to find stuff. And just some incredibly artistic. You just got to go look at his website. It's springleatherworks.biz. Just go look at the website. You'll thank me for it later.
I'm not sure. I think he may be also vending at the event, too.
I think he does have a vending. So, at the hotel, that's the next thing. Saturday, they're going to have a vending area with a bunch of different vendors from all over the country showing up with all kinds of paraphernalia and fun stuff, from toys to dungeon music to fetish wear.
Equipment,
yes. So let's talk about some of the vendors. Who do we got?
Oh, let's see. We've got Master G, who's local.
Mm-hmm. Master G. Yes, okay.
Let's see. Who else is going to be there?
Shelly Hertz.
SM Hertz. Yep. Love SM Hertz.
Do you see that little twinkle in boy Jesse's eye?
SM Hertz. Shelly made one of my floggers that I picked up. I ran into her about 2 years ago over Beyond. Oh, no. Yeah, about 2 years ago at Beyond Vanilla.
Oh, you won't believe the swivel flogger I'm having made. Oh, it's incredible.
She does such good custom work.
Clayton, Baby Bear's having a swivel flogger made, too. Oh, he wants me to teach him how to throw a flog. So.
Oh, God. Well, I ordered my flogger on Sunday before the end of the event, and it arrived in the mail on Wednesday.
Oh, incredible.
Oh, yeah. Really
very
fast.
Quick work.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful work, too. And she, there's so many different styles of ways that she can make the hilt and the different leathers that can be made. She's phenomenal. I love her dearly.
Good.
And she's local.
Local?
She is. Yep.
She is local.
I believe she's in Monroe.
Seabrook.
I believe.
Sorry.
Oh, Seabrook. Okay.
Seabrook.
Now, is Blackhawk going to have a booth also?
Blackhawk will be there.
Okay.
And I'm trying to remember who else. Oh, well, one of our big things is Legacy will also be there.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing testing for us.
So, Legacy is going to be doing like HIV, Hep C.
Exactly. They'll be doing their testing.
Now they're going to have that set off in a private area.
It's going to be in the vendor area, but it is private. It is.
It's
going to
be curtained off and everything.
Off,
so
your entry is separate.
That's what I was going to say. It's my understanding that the entry is going to be separate, so you don't have to walk through the vending area to go back there. You can go through a separate entrance to get tested privately.
Yeah,
but HIV and syphilis, sir.
Okay. Well, they'll only be testing on Saturday.
Okay. Well, yeah, the vending space is open on Saturday. Is it going to be open Sunday?
Yes.
But they're only Legacy will be there Saturday with free HIV and SIF testing.
Exactly.
Okay.
We're also going to have two bootblacks on hand.
Now, what time is Legacy going to be there?
Legacy will be there, I believe, starting either at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m., and they go until 4.
Okay. So everybody listen to that. If it's that time of year and you need to get tested, now's the time to do it. We've got free testing going on at the event as well.
And the vendor market is open to anyone who is of legal age, 18 and above.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is show up. You do not have to be a member of going to the conference to Iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
You could just show up. You present your ID that's legal. And you can go into the vendor
18
market.
18 or 21?
It's 18.
Okay.
18 and up. Because there is no alcohol served in the vending market. Damn it.
Damn it. What are you pointing at? Oh, she wants...
Dragon's Lair is one of our sponsors as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got Leather Masters of Dallas.
Oh, they're going to have a booth as
Mayhem.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and who?
And they are Marvelous Mayhem.
Wow.
And they are
Marvelous Mayhem.
Primary sponsors.
They good to know. Good to know. Dragon's Lair.
Excellent.
Marvelous
quality.
Mayhem. And Leather Masters Dallas and Blackhawk Leather. They're the main sponsors of the booths. Of the vending area, and then we'll have quite a few other vendors there as well.
And Miss Martha's Corsets.
Miss Martha's Corsets, yes. I know Miss Christie's very happy about that.
Yeah. Well, actually, unfortunately, Miss Martha couldn't make it,
uh-huh.
So she had to cancel. There was a problem, but she has donated. So she's donated a certain amount to help us out.
Oh, wonderful!
So we're just so happy that she was willing to do this for the community.
Now, I think she donated to the silent auction, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of donating, there's also, in addition to the vending area, there's going to be a silent auction going on with some incredible stuff. I've seen a lot of it. Everything from fetish artwork to fetish gear, floggers, wine baskets, all kinds of... And she's donating some...
I think she is donating some clothing as well.
Wow. That's incredible. That's very cool.
It'll be impressive.
Okay. So that's Friday night, basically, in a nutshell. Everybody get registered, then go out to the Rip and have some fun. Now, is the Den of Iniquity set up Friday night or just Saturday?
Just Saturday night.
Just Saturday. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You need room to play Friday night. To freely flog. Yeah.
Yeah, but on Friday and Saturday night, we would be cordoning off one half of the patio of the Ripcord.
Uh-huh.
And that's for attendees of Iniquity.
Attendees only. You have to have your run pin to get in.
But if you're not able to attend the conference, but you do want to attend the bar events,
mm-hmm.
It's only going to be $10.
Okay.
And that will get you in for both nights.
Okay. So that'll get you your little run pin for both nights.
We will have a way for you to get in. I don't believe that the pins will be our way of doing it. I believe it's going to be a wristband.
Okay. We'll be doing wristbands.
Yeah, the pins are going to be reserved for those people who are attending the conference.
Okay. And so let's start with Saturday morning. Let's start. Oh, by the way, they will also have souvenir shirts.
$20.
Immortalizing the event of the first leather conference in Houston in 10 years. So you can get the Spring Iniquity, NLA Houston Spring Iniquity 18 shirts when you register at the hotel. And I'm sure they'll have an area set up as well at the Rip where we can buy the shirts, I think.
I'm not sure if we're going to be bringing those to the Ripcord. I think we're going to only keep those at the hotel. At the hotel.
Okay.
We may bring them out Saturday night.
Okay.
But it says, supplies are limited.
Yeah, supplies are limited. A lot of shirts have been purchased in advance. After that, it's very limited. So if you want one, you better show up and get it quick.
Amen.
And they look killer. They really do. They look kick. So let's move on to Saturday morning. Saturday, the events start...
8 a.m. 8 a.m. starts off with a submissives gathering.
Okay, and 8 a.m., the silent auction opens. There's a boy gathering.
And we have our continental breakfast for uh-huh. those who are attending.
Okay.
The puppies, RAPTC.
Yeah, one big thing we need to mention here... International
Puppy and Trainer Conference,
IPTC, Woof. Is also going to be there. They'll be having their IPTC conference at the same time in conjunction with NLA Houston Spring Iniquity. So we want to welcome IPTC in on the fun.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the subs, the boys, the girls, and the puppies there, it's going to be a lot of fun. There will be a puppy mosh pit, I believe.
Yes, there will.
And the Puppy Mosh Pit, I believe they're going to have Puppy Mosh Pit Friday and Saturday and Sunday, correct?
That's correct. Well, I don't know about Sunday.
Okay. So Friday and Saturday. Friday night, they'll have a mosh pit for the puppies to play. There'll be a Puppy Mosh Pit on Saturday.
And the puppies are running events all weekend long.
Yeah. IPTC is running events as well.
That's correct.
So it's just going to be one big blowout good time. So Saturday, things start at 8 o'clock. The silent auction opens. The boy gathering is at what time? 9 o'clock?
8. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Because, okay. You know, we get up early.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to go.
Not necessarily yeah. by choice.
Yeah, got to go get the Doms their breakfast. Yes.
But that is actually something that the pups do, is the pups offer a coffee and newspaper delivery service.
Aww. I hope the paper doesn't come wet.
Oh. Only slightly chewed, sir.
Slightly chewed, okay. As long as I can still do my crossword, I'm happy.
And the boot box will be starting very early. There will be constant boot blacking service. The people will rotate. Uh-huh. And
now, where's the boot blacking station going to be set up? In the vending area?
They will be in the vending area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And there'll be two boot black stations?
A minimum of two.
Okay.
Possibly more.
And when we say boot black, we don't mean just boots. We do mean full leather care. If you need your vest cleaned, your jacket cleaned, your chaps cleaned, anything like that, if it's leather, the blacks will handle it.
And these are experienced boys and girls. And
yes. Well, they're not just boys and girls. There are doms that are boot blacks, and they're very good, too. So the boot blacks themselves, we appreciate you for being there, rotating out, and working your butts off.
And some of them are actual national title holders,
yes.
too.
Yes.
And they're donating their time to worship your leather.
Yes. And is Kat going to come?
I don't know.
I hope Kat comes down from Dallas. She's the current reigning boot black, I believe.
Well, I know the current Southeast leather boot black is coming down. That is Andy.
Yeah.
And Andy is also going to be doing two classes.
Yeah. I think Kat is South Central, isn't she?
She's South Central, or she's Flesh and Fantasy?
No, she's Flesh and Fantasy. That's it. She's Flesh and Fantasy boot black. Because Darren here in Houston stepped down, that's the year she won. So.
Okay.
Let's talk about some of the different seminars and the people presenting. We've got NLA Houston has gotten presenters from all over the place to get into Houston and present. We have three basic categories, or are there four? There's three basic categories. Let's talk about the categories.
Well, let's see. One of our main categories is leather histories and protocols.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people who are going to be presenting on that one are going to be Sir Oliver Pratt and Pup Sparky from mm-hmm. Oklahoma. We've got...
I love Pup Sparky.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when he won. Okay.
Let's see. Sir Malik and Slave Kathy mm-hmm. are coming in. We've got Andy.
Great people.
And that's one of the classes that Andy's going to be doing is going to be for young leather.
Mm-hmm.
We've got What Is Being a Leather Boy All About with Boy Vince Andrews, who's the current president of International.
Mm-hmm.
That class actually comes from his book, The Leather Boy Handbook.
Yes.
It is directly from the pages of his book.
Right. Vince Andrews is the president of NLA International. He's been reelected.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he does have the book out. Please, the title of the book again?
The Leather Boy Handbook.
And trust me, get it, Vince knows what he's talking about.
It's available on Amazon, and you can also pick it up at Blackhawk Leather.
Yes. And Vince will be in town, I believe, so you can get him to autograph the book for you.
And one of the great things about the book is that he's donating all of the proceeds of the books to the Leather Archives and Museums in Chicago.
That's mm-hmm. wonderful. That's incredible.
And it's been out for almost a year now. So he should be getting his first royalty check. Well, the archives will get his first royalty check.
He'll be signing over that first royalty check, yes.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's just not in it for the money, in it for the education. So, yep. And
well, we've got Caro coming in from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to seeing her.
What's Caro's topic?
Leather Generations.
Excellent. Okay.
So, looking at the history to it, then we've got Master Roy mm-hmm. from here in Houston of the Texas Leather Tribe.
Incredible man, yes.
Teaching on leather and ethics.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Houston's very own Sir Gray doing gay leather, straight leather, origins and traditions.
Interesting.
Yep. Then let's see, we move on to our other track.
Well, I got into it with somebody over the Marquis de Sade.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Highly disputed.
Yeah. It's like, I was like, the whole thing with the Marquis de Sade, yes, he invented a lot of the gear and a lot of the implements that we use to play with our subs. But the big difference between what the Marquis de Sade did and what we do is consensual.
Mm-hmm.
What he did was kill people for fun. There's a big difference, okay? That's torture. What we do is fun.
See, I don't really think that most of that stuff, I don't really think we can actually attribute to most of that to the Marquis de Sade.
So many people try. Well, really, the Catholic Church with all the different inquisitions and witch hunts, yeah, they invented the Iron Maiden. They invented the nail chair, you know. All he did was take them and use them for fun.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but that was his pleasure, not the person who he was doing it to. It was not consensual. Okay?
Yay, religion.
Oh, don't get me started on that. Really don't.
So our next track, we've got S&M.
Well, wait. Let's see. We've got the major different categories, and the way all of these seminars and classes are set up, you have Leather and Protocol, MSDS relationships, and then SM techniques. So those are the three basic categories that all the seminars have been broken down into. And we just covered some of the presenters and some of the topics that are going to be in the leather history and protocols. Now let's start talking about the MSDS relationship. Boy, Jesse, MSDS, what does that mean for the naive person?
Master and slave relations and dominant submissive relations.
MSDS.
A lot of people come to the lifestyle and they're not sure where they fit. You're on one side of the slash or you're on the other. And
then there's
some overlap.
There are some of us who are freaks and we're switches. We play.
Exactly. There's a great deal of overlap.
But that's play. That's not lifestyle. So.
What this deals with is a lot of the complications that you deal with. I mean, sure, anybody can do, you know, the MSDS thing on just a weekend basis. You know, you pick up a trick. Oh, hey, I'm going to tie it for the weekend. You're my boy. You're my sir.
Oh, gee, that's fun. Then what?
Oh, yeah. Then what? Okay.
You got five other days of the week where you have to live a real life.
You're going to live together. Who works? Who doesn't work? What do you do? What are your roles? Do you resent your sir for telling you, no, you can't go out this weekend? What do you do when it comes to real life issues? Yeah. And that's what this category
is. I mean, literally breaking it all the way down to who does the dishes, who takes out the dog, who takes out the trash.
How do you work out the everyday nitty gritty details?
Right.
And that's what this track is all about. It's about working your life out so that, you know, things that could be problematic actually make sense.
Well, the way I've always kind of looked at it, and I'm, you know, and some people agree with me, some don't, but to me, an MS relationship is a master slave. That is a lifestyle choice. That is a set of lifestyle protocols. DS, Dom Sub, is to me the more the play aspect of it. For me. Because to me, Dom Sub is kind of like top and bottom. Whereas MS is more master slave. It's more leather lifestyle, where one is more fetish lifestyle. But that's my opinion.
It can be. Not every submissive identifies as a slave.
True. That's why the boys were invented.
Exactly.
Boy Patrick started that. Boy Patrick here in Houston, he founded the Lone Star Boys of Leather. He was one of Sir Roy's boys, who's Sir Roy's one of our presenters.
Master Roy.
And Master Roy Patrick founded the Lone Star Boys of Leather. He is also the founder of IPTC, the International Puppy Trainer Conference. And Patrick has done... Well, Master Roy's entire family's done so much for the leather community and leather education and promoting and furthering our lifestyle. It's just incredible what they've done. So we owe Master Roy a huge pat on the back and some major kudos. When you see him, say thank you.
Definitely.
Just say thank you, sir.
And squeeze his ass.
Yeah, he likes that.
But yeah, I mean,
if you're sub, though, if you're collared, please get permission first before you do that.
That'd be good. But, I mean, everything from, you know, the basics of, you know, you're expected to be the master or the sir or the dominant in the relationship. How do you communicate with your submissive? If you have an issue, how do you approach it without being confrontational, without, you know, destroying that dynamic?
Mm-hmm.
It's ways to approach it within the lifestyle that don't negatively affect that relationship.
Right.
So.
But, I mean, call me old school. That's what a contract is for, but.
And not everybody does
contracts. Not everybody does contracts, so that's why you really need to communicate and hammer this out.
There's a great deal of diversity, and this track covers just about every aspect of that.
And so in the MSDS relationships, what kind of different, who do we have presenting, what kind of different topics are we talking about?
Well, what we're looking at is intensity when it comes to relationships. Mason Alexander is coming down from Oklahoma. We have a local leatherman, Travis Wilson, is going to be doing BDSM and personal journeys. And he brings a wealth of information and, you know, ups and downs and, you know, personal pratfalls and what to do and what not to do.
Mm.
Hardy Haberman is going to be our keynote speaker.
Incredible guy.
Fabulous, fabulous. Published multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to actually be doing two classes. and he is also our keynote speaker.
What I like, I really like this first class here that he has, putting the sex back in S&M.
Oh, yes.
It's like so many people, and it's their whole concept of play is just, you know, flogging or wax. Or where's the sex, you know? It's like, I love the title of this class. This is one class I have to go to, is putting the sex back in S&M.
There is room for sex.
Yes, Chris.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Thank you, Chris. You do that so well. You do that in your sleep, don't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That is if I sleep.
Well, yeah. I'm sure you hit the snooze alarm, and you say that when you hit the snooze alarm.
No, that's his alarm.
Huh? That is your snooze alarm.
That is the alarm.
It's one of those things that it's something I'm trying to get important like that. I'll go through it several times and have just repeat it several times if I'm driving my car. When we were on our hiatus and I came back and it came time for the first time for me to say that, after not saying it for 4 weeks, I went, ah! And it took a second for my mind to re-click so I could actually say that,
mm-hmm.
which was twisted.
So now, it happens at your age.
Oh, ouch.
Hey, I'm feeling that here lately.
Wait, you're younger than Robert, so...
Yeah, but I tried pulling an all-nighter a couple of nights ago and... I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, after 30, it's all downhill.
But you pick up speed.
Yeah.
And gravity helps with someone my size.
Oh.
But,
but you lost weight. You really have. I've noticed.
I have been.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
I got to start getting off the sodas. I think that's what's... I've gained a little bit back.
That's amazing. You just stop drinking soda and you lose 10 pounds in a week. That's amazing.
And that's what I think has happened is, damn you, Pepsi, for sending me coupons.
But I noticed you got a waist now.
It's all a waste. I can't get a lot. In the next couple months.
I can say so many things right now. Yeah.
In the next couple months, I may be able to get a laptop because I'll have a lap. But.
Ooh. Oh, boo. Hiss. Boo. Hiss.
It's a place for your head.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to buy? A peach? Or are you going to buy a real computer?
Oh.
Actually, the sad part is I'm trying to get one for about $10.
Say no to Vista.
I use Vista at home on my desktop.
Vista Home Edition, they've actually fixed most of the bugs. That's not a big deal.
Vista Home is great. It's whenever you network on the
network. Yeah, when you network Vista, that's when it causes problems.
Well, I look at it this way. From what I can understand with the problem people have with Vista, I didn't have that problem because I went at home from going from Windows 98 to Vista overnight.
Oh, scary.
Oh,
that's scary.
Culture shock.
So,
what's scarier is you were still using Windows 98, but okay.
And so I didn't go through, you know, the good and the bad versions that everyone did.
Right, you got the cleanest versions.
I went from, you know, you always go, oh, Vista's this, Vista's that. I go, I was running Windows 98. Vista's a dream.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I don't have a problem with that. But at my mom's work, when they get rid of old computers, they raffle them off. And they have a charity that they kick the money to for all those.
See, what we do is we just donate the old computer. We wipe the computers and we donate them to a school, a high school or something like that. So
I'm try putting in for that. It's like, that would be nice to have. Just put music on, actually.
Yeah.
Imagine putting all Jimmy's CDs here onto one laptop computer and walking in with that.
Sweet.
Rather than his 3.1.
Rather than his big old box.
You'd be spending about 4 years recording all that vinyl onto the computer.
I know. There's a lot of stuff we don't play.
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy, I think the only person that... I don't think there's anybody that has more vinyl than Jimmy, except for maybe Dennis Watson. He's got a ton of vinyl.
We have a user comment.
How does Vista relate to leather? Viruses, that's why. And one of the seminars that computers get... One of the seminars that how this relates to leather, during the leather conference, there's an STD prevention seminar by
Super
Barbara
segue,
Walker.
Sir.
Huh?
Super segue, sir.
Yeah, super segue. So if you want to learn all about viruses and bacteria and how to, you know, keep them at bay, or if you have them, what to do, there will be an STD prevention seminar by Barbara Walker of Legacy. And... I encourage everybody to go to this class. I don't care if you're PAWS, NEG, if you've had HEP, if you've whatever.
Crabs.
Yeah. if you've had seafood on the crotch, I don't care. You need to.
Isn't that the new ride on Kima?
Huh?
Seafood on the crotch.
Yeah.
I just checked the answer. They're combining Vista with the Leather Conference. STD was not the correct answer. The correct answer was setting your master in slave drives.
Oh. According to whom?
According to the person over here pushing the buttons.
Oh, okay. We'll play some Depeche Mode Master and Servant for you later. How's that?
Okay.
But yeah, Barbara Walker, all the things we've talked about in the last year off and on about STDs, barebacking, being on meds, and how that affects people and makes other people immune to the meds when it comes time for them to take them. You need to go listen to Barbara Walker. What are you doing?
Fist fighting.
That's not fist fight. That's a different type of fisting, the way your hands are.
Fist fighting.
Make a fist.
Cross-contamination.
Oh, God.
Medication interaction.
Thank you.
That can affect your status.
Yes. So, Barbara Walker, it's a very informative seminar. It is a class that she actually teaches at Legacy. So, she is bringing it to the Leather Conference. Next.
Which brings us to the S&M track.
S&M techniques. Let's have a music break, and then we get to talk about the fun, kinky stuff, shall we? Play that Colette CD, I believe. Yeah. I hate to tell you people, Colette, I liked her first album. It was really good. This new album, it is beyond a guilty pleasure. There's two songs on here. I want to play them. I want to do a double dose of Colette, so play both of them, please. Basically, her music is cotton candy is the best way I can describe it. There's absolutely nothing to it, but it tastes so good. So here's Colette off of her new album, Push.
You don't have to worry about a thing. I got the strength to give to get you over. You don't have to worry about a thing. I got the strength to give to get you over. You don't have to worry about. Thank you.
get you over. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. With you, all I feel is everything. When I dance with you, all I give is everything. When I dance with you, I lose myself in everything you do.
Funny.
Yes.
Now, didn't I warn you that really was cotton candy? Doesn't it sound like something like British people would listen to?
It certainly does, sir.
Yeah. I think it sounds very Nickish. That's a new word. That's a new word I've come up with. Nickish.
Nickish.
So every time you use that word, we're going to get that one in the dictionary along with Stephen Colbert's truthiness. It's Nickish. And if you want to know what Nickish is, come to Spring Iniquity and meet Boy Nick.
He will be happy to do your boots.
He will be happy to do your boots for you. And all of your other leather. He really does like chaps, too. He really likes chaps. So.
And bears.
Yes, and bears. Ooh, who doesn't like bears?
We're telling all of Nick's business.
Huh?
We're telling all of Nick's business.
Well, he's the one that sent he's the one that sent that wicked little text. Cotton candy, it definitely is. Never end a sentence with a preposition. You're English. You invented the language.
He's not here to defend himself.
Oh, he's stealing my phone to go show the dog pictures. Yes, notice Baby Bear hasn't been here all evening because he's outside talking about his big snake, and now he's talking about his dog. Go ahead.
English bulldog.
Yeah, English bulldog. Oh, and it's an English bulldog,
all comes
Nick.
Back to the English.
Just so you know, Nick, it's an English bulldog. Welcome back to Leather Ties. Again, that was Colette from her new album, Push. It's music you can dance to or boff to. It's really great for both. And it is just mindless cotton candy background music. It's really good, you know. It's one of those soak in the tubs, but you don't fall asleep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Sean Hurts and Scott or somebody.
It sounds like something we may need to get for Miss Christie whenever she takes those long, luxurious bubble baths.
No, you know what she needs is some thrill kill cult. We got that coming up.
Oh, that's true.
Ooh, that would be great for Miss Christie in a bubble bath. I could see that.
She stabs bubbles with that spike that she wears in her hair.
Oh, you know, she's going to kill us.
She's in Atlanta. She doesn't hear this.
Okay. Yeah, but she can download it. That's the problem. She can download
only
the show.
Only if
set.
Nick tells her, sir.
Oh, that's right. Nick, keep your mouth shut.
If what you know is what's it? Good for you.
Silence is golden, duct tape is silver. We know you. We know y'all got the shirts. Okay, practice it. Speaking of techniques, we're here tonight with NLA Houston talking about the first major leather conference in Houston in over 10 years. We're here with current president, Sir Robert Helms. And member at large, another board member, Boy Jesse. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hello, Boy Jesse.
Hello.
As usual, in the peanut gallery, we have that furry redhead, Virgin.
Hey.
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 What was I supposed to say?
That was good enough.
Fabulous.
See, now's when we need the duct tape. So... we were talking about the different seminars and classes and vending areas and everything going on with Spring Iniquity. So now, let's talk about some of the fun stuff, the SM techniques and what different classes we have, because these are actually some really cool classes. I want to start out Mark Frazier.
Woof.
Woof. I mean, anything Mark Frazier does is just, okay, whatever you want, baby. Yeah. He's going to be doing a class on breath play and breath control, which promises to be a lot of fun.
I mean, and body punching.
And if we can get him to take a shirt off, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who are having breath problems.
Oh, yeah. Or just at least wearing a tight shirt. Damn.
Oh.
That man's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he still hasn't gotten over what happened at Beyond Vanilla a few years ago with Midori.
Oh, well.
He was giving a workshop on sensitivity play where he was using a bunch of different... items on Randall Kinnear, his on-again, off-again bottom. And Midori, in the middle of it, turns around and goes, Mark, I'm having problems trying to concentrate. Can you take your shirt off, please? And he did, and suddenly everyone couldn't concentrate at all.
Yeah.
Imagine so, yeah, that.
Let's not pull that on his conference this year. Another very cool one that, well, I shouldn't say cool, I should say hot. Another hot one would be, there's a seminar on different types of body temperature play, ginger root, figging, hot play for hot people. And that is by?
That would be by Daddy Reed.
Daddy Bill.
Daddy Bill.
Who's the current vice president of International.
Indeed, yes, he is.
And so if you'll have a brand new appreciation for the spice rack in your kitchen after this, trust me.
He is actually doing ginger root play and violet wand play.
Ooh. You do that. You just Eartha Kitt, aren't you? You're channeling Eartha Kitt tonight.
Because, you know, I've seen this picture.
Now, I'm surprised Robert Helms isn't actually teaching this one, the dance of rope bondage. I know you like skipping rope.
Erotic macrame.
Oh, erotic macrame. Yes, he likes turning his boy into a hanging plant hanger.
Yes. Well, you know, sometimes you just need to put him up.
Yeah. Best way to put him up for the night is tie him up.
And then hang him out. Just water him whenever they need it.
So the dancers. Yeah, just don't forget to water them. They just tend to wither.
Or let them water themselves.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, actually, kind of makes you wonder if you can get those little water globe things that they
advertise. That's a whole different class,
oh,
baby.
Oh, that would be...
That's a whole different class, and that's one I should probably teach.
Enemas 101, people.
I've already done that. I've already done seminars on water sports, fisting, wax.
I love your one about shaving.
Shaving, body shaving, yes.
Shaving cream.
Well, straight razor shaving. Yeah, fell in a pile of shaving. We were talking about Dr. Demento earlier. Thanks a lot, Boy Jesse. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, but that rope bondage one is going to be by Sir Dart, who's coming all the way in from Ontario.
Whoa.
So, can't wait.
So, like we said, we got people from all over the place coming in for this conference. It promises to be fantastic. Yep. Another fun one, Mark Frazier again. After he's done, well, I think kind of what these two go together, because one of the other seminars he's doing is body punching. So, to me, that kind of falls into breath play, because he's going to knock the crap out of you until you can't breathe, right? Uh-huh.
Therein lies the fun.
No, the fun with body punching and rough body play, it is an extreme sensation. It's a lot of fun. Yes, there's bruising. If you're hemophiliac, please don't play this game. Okay?
But the marks last for weeks and weeks.
Yeah, and if you take aspirin, they last for months and months.
Amen.
Boy, Carrie.
You just don't want to stand up too fast because you'll pass out.
Yeah. So, Mark Frazier is doing one on body punching and breath play. I think the figging, the ginger root, and the hop body play with Daddy Bill, that sounds really interesting.
Mm.
I think that one sounds... I've never seen a seminar on that, and I would love to sit in on that one. I will probably have to schedule around and try to get in there. So...
Let's see, we also got the Lone Star Rubber Corps going to be doing the rubber bondage as well.
Yes, they are incredible guys. They are always there to help out the Houston community, well, worldwide community, because they travel all over the place. I mean, they just got back from Europe, and they are just, I can't say enough good things about the Lone Star Rubber Corps. They're really cool guys. They're really great. They know what they're doing. And
they're hosting Den of Iniquity.
Yeah, they're hosting the Den of Iniquity at the Ripcord. And their fetish gear, their rubber gear, is absolutely phenomenal.
And they've got a furry for a sub.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, try putting... decking somebody out in skin-tight rubber who's covered, you know, from head to toe in fur. That's got to be fun taking it off, because my rubber shirts that I have, yeah, talcum powder, by the end of the night, it's pudding. And then when you take, literally have to peel the shirt off, because you try to take it off like a normal shirt, it's a whole body shaving episode you don't want to get into.
Oh!
Because that happened to me the first time I wore one of my rubber shirts. I was like, I'll just take it off. Whoa.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Well,
the pudding effect, not the fact of you taking clothes off.
Oh, by now. Do you like my ring?
It's such a pretty ring.
Yes, isn't it? Diamond, white gold, yes.
Diamond equa.
Huh?
Diamond equa?
No, real diamond, dear. I don't do CZs, okay?
How Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah, the only fake... I don't even wear anything fake. So, no. I was going to say the only fake thing used to be my hair color, but that was back when it was, like, blue and I was 20 years old. And funny, this is what cracks me up. Back in the 70s and 80s, with the whole Muffy Tepperman kind of square pegs kind of... the Valley...
It always comes back to square pegs.
Yeah, that Valley Girl look and all that other crap. I was watching TV the other day, and it was like, I don't know, I was flipping channels, some stupid thing on MTV caught my eye, and I was like, oh, God, cool, an old movie from the 80s. No, it's not an old 80s movie from the 80s. Kids are really dressing like that again. It's like, you guys, we were joking when we did it back in the 80s. Okay, we knew it looked bad. We weren't trying to be cool. And now y'all think you look cool. You don't. If you're wearing an Izod, put the collar back down, okay? It's flipping the collar up looks stupid.
The 20-year thing, it comes back. Like,
everything's like, bell bottoms.
Retro.
And fluorescent color t-shirts.
Yeah, but they still don't beat hyper colors.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, no. They don't, they just
Start-worthy.
All they do is they rename something, they repackage it, and put it out for the whole new generation, I know. It's like all this music you hear nowadays from all these new artists coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the 80s stuff that they sampled and written their own lyrics. Like, my best example, Mariah Carey, she took that Tom Tom Club song.
Yeah.
And did my boyfriend song, whatever the hell that was. And it's like, number one, I can't believe the Tom Tom Club even allowed her to use their music. But,
needed the money.
Desperate.
No, not really.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. No, they still
don't. They've got like 5 albums of their own.
Extra money, though.
Well, between that and their royalties as the Talking Heads, they're set for life. Come on.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the Spring Iniquity Conference. So we've got... Now, what's going on Saturday with International Puppies? Do we know? The IPTC, they're having events. What's going on with them on Saturday?
Well, they're still doing... Let's see. We've got Pup 101, which is going to be basically an intro for anyone who's interested in being a pup.
Well, being a pup or owning a pup.
Exactly. You've got your inner animal.
Let's stop for a second. Talk about the whole concept of International Puppy Trainer Conference and what a puppy is and what the whole mindset of this scene is, because it is very hardcore role play. And I know people who go in puppy mode, you can't get them out for like hours and hours and hours and hours a day, And so let's talk about what puppy play really is.
Well, it what always gets me is that whenever you start talking about it, it's human canine, it's human dash canine, not human and canines. That's something totally different.
That's called bestiality.
Love your pets. Don't love your pets.
Yeah.
But it's those people who, they prefer to take on the characteristics of an animal, in this case a puppy. We even had a cat before.
Yeah, we've had kitties.
But these are people who will, in some cases, they act like it. They'll wear a leash.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain even accoutrements.
Oh, yeah. They actually have, leather puppy mitts that you put over your hands and puppy knee pads and puppy feet.
And puppy masks.
Yeah, puppy masks. Some people get into puppy masks.
Puppy butt plugs.
Yeah, for the tails.
Too. With the tail.
For a tail, yes, So then again, if you're an English bulldog, Nick, if you're English bulldog, you just have a cute, tight little tail.
Little curly tail.
Yeah, a little curly tail. And so the whole mindset is somebody gets into being a puppy, you just lose your whole human aspect and you're a puppy.
Yep.
And you play around like a puppy. And I know some people who take this to the extreme. You play around like a puppy. You, pee on the furniture, you chew up shoes, everything puppies do, you do. And that's the whole mindset from the puppy's point of view. And then you have the puppy trainer.
Yep. And those are the ones who, pretty much they're training the puppies.
They're training the puppy, smack them on the nose with the newspaper.
Yep. Even use them or they'll... I have a friend of mine who, with his pup, has a little rubber bone. And he plays fetch with them in the house. He watch TV and... When boy goes into pup mode, he grabs the little rubber bone and throws it, and he goes chasing after it and brings it back. And
very fun. And
I've watched Sir Oliver Pratt and Sparky do it.
Sparky's great, yes. I remember when Sparky was here, when the two of them were here for the IPTC contest.
And that's actually something else with IPTC being here. If anyone's interested in just going to IPTC, you do not have to... come in and register for Spring Iniquity.
Right.
You could register for IPTC itself.
Right. They are separate events. They're just going on at the same time, the same place, jointly in conjunction with each other, but they are separate events.
But
if you want to attend IPTC, you don't have to attend Spring Iniquity.
But if you attend Spring Iniquity, you have automatic entry into IPTC.
Good to know.
That's great. Yeah. And Nick is asking us to confirm that he has a cute tail.
Nick... You have one of the cutest tails I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. If I weren't married and if you were not already attached... you're getting a buzz already. Yeah. You would be wearing a puppy tail, the kind that was mentioned earlier.
I believe it's called a cowlick.
A cowlick? Yeah. Now, that's those cute little swirlies of fur on each cheek.
Yeah,
that's
haven't you ever seen him with a shirt off?
Oh. Never seen him with a shirt. Never.
Really?
Of course. Ooh, I have.
Okay. Well, you're lost.
No, I have.
Seriously.
Trust me.
Oh.
Honey.
Oh, Chris,
yeah.
Christy's
no,
going to kill
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it is my law. Yeah.
This Christy's going to kill us.
Oh, no, she's not. No, she's not.
He's so good at sharing
podcasts. We have enough dirt on her. Don't worry about it.
I will never say it in public.
No, I won't say it in public.
Well, I may write it.
Yeah. An anonymous email wouldn't hurt. Yeah. No, I would not wish the wrath of Christy on anyone. So no.
Oh, no.
We love you, Christy. So, back to Spring Iniquity, we've got some other things here. I'm not sure what categories they fall into.
Mason Alexander.
Oh, yes, this is more SM technique, and this is one of my favorites. One of my favorite scenes is flogging. Mason Alexander is doing a seminar called Let the Flogging Begin. It's basically going to be like Flogging 101. If you want to learn how to flog and throw a flogger, what's good flogger? What's a bad flogger? How do you know the difference between a good flogger and bad flogger? And the proper way to throw, where to hit on the body so you don't cause any kind of permanent damage, like don't hit a kidney kind of thing.
Mm. And how to read their body language.
Yes, and how to read the person who you are flogging, how to read that sub's body language to see where their headspace is at, when to stop. Because a lot of times when you get into scenes like flogging, dragon tails, bulk whips, things like that, the sub goes off into their own headspace, and they may not be able to call a safe word or use a safe gesture. So it's learning how to read the other person's body.
And Travis is actually going to be teaching that class on Sunday about how to read a bottom and how to be read by a top.
Yes. So that's an informative thing to know. And it takes years to learn that on your own, but Travis is going to give us some tips and tricks on how to read body language. So that'll be interesting.
Oh, we've also got Andy doing erotic boot worship.
Ooh.
On Sunday. Really looking forward to that one.
Uh-huh. So we'll get the puppies outside, then we can all stomp around in the puppy poo.
And then go see the bootblacks.
Go see the bootblacks. And then go to the boot worship. I'm assuming boot worship is not defined just to boot worship, is to leather worship, or is it actual boot worship?
This is actual
fetish.
This is the fetish of boot worship.
Okay.
Those people who will...
The mindset of that.
Kiss it, lick it, want to be stepped on by it.
Come on it.
Stomp. Come on it, yes.
Stomping is actually...
Pee on it.
Yeah.
Stomping is kind of fun, mm-hmm. Yes. Micturate, yes. Micturating is always fun. Although I don't want to ruin my leather by doing that, so no. If I'm going to do that, I'll wear something that either rubber, something that's easy to clean. Leather is not easy to clean. So
something that CSI can't come back on.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not my DNA.
And again, the Lone Star Rubber Corps is going to be doing a Rubber Bondage 101. And it's going to be about rubber fetish, rubber gear. These guys are incredible. I love the Rubber Corps.
Great guys. Wonderful group of guys.
Yeah. I remember a couple of years ago, Spring Iniquity, during the pool party. They showed up at the pool party head to toe in rubber. I mean, literally, with gas masks and everything. And it's like 100 degrees outside. And they brought this humongous rubber raft. They blew up the rubber raft. Threw it in the pool. It took up like a third of the pool. And everybody just piled on this thing and had a blast. We had a great time. And now the thing that made me laugh the hardest, and it's like, how the hell can you do this, was they one of them actually got out of the pool in full rubber, head to toe, rubber boots, rubber pants. It was one of those rubber jumpsuit things. Replete with the head, like a scuba kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And got in the hot tub.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
You're already sweating to death in this rubber, and you're getting in the hot tub? Okay.
Massacre.
Yeah, my kind of guy.
I can think of a sausage.
Sausage. Where?
And... Also, we're going to have fantasy to reality with
Karen Ultra was not able to make it
due to some issues. Okay.
So our very own Sir Robert has stepped up to present a class called Poor Thing, playing with people with disabilities.
Poor Thing.
Yeah. It's actually going to be co-presented. I'm doing it with Widja from the President of the Misfits.
Uh-huh.
And we're taking it from two different aspects of... My side is the physical disabilities, people that you meet that are either blind, they're deaf, maybe amputee.
Wheelchair.
And taking away the pathological view that we have of, oh, there's something broken, there's something wrong with them. We don't play with those people, when in reality, most of these people, if they're involved in the scene, they're there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like Tiny Tim out of Dallas, who's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And he approached Midori one time at one of the events, and up on stage, Midori pulled him out of the wheelchair, threw him on the ground, kicked him a couple times, put the wheelchair on top of him, sat in the wheelchair, and smoked a cigarette.
That's Midori.
Oh, and you watch, and people in the audience were just freaking out about it because, oh my God, he's in a wheelchair.
But he's in a wheelchair, how dare you do that?
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah. Excuse me, why do you think he went up there? He was hoping she would do that.
And later on, the next day, one of the workshops, Tim turned around and says, you know what, you can't break me. Of course, this is during Midori's workshop. She said, you want to bet? Come here. And then
Widja, you can't break me.
Widja will be taking, as a licensed psychotherapist, those people who have mental disorders and how we deal with that, how to identify these disorders.
Such as things like bipolar.
Yeah, and what we're looking at, if someone is diagnosed with bipolar and they tell you that they're bipolar, then how do you work with them? I mean, if they're in a manic state, what do they do? If they're in a depressive state, what do you do? Someone who has Tourette's syndrome, if it may not necessarily manifest itself through
Tourette's manifests itself in a lot of ways, but they could also be taken as a safe word or a safe gesture, which stops the scene.
Exactly. So it's just a matter of working it out and figuring out how we're going to do it.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds really fun. So that's wrapping up all the different seminars on Saturday.
And
Look who's back, our favorite photographer.
Sir Olivier and Pup Sparky are going to the Art of the Bite.
The Art of the Bite. Oh, biting's fun.
I did a class all about safe bite play.
Yeah. I did a class I actually redid here on the air about blood sports, and that was part of biting, because if you're playing in a biting scene and you break skin, it's like, what do you do?
Oh, yeah. So, and Master Malik and Slave Kathy are going to be doing a blood play class.
And I'm not allowing Baby Bear to go to the biting class. I'm sorry. He bites me enough as it is. No.
But it's out of love.
Oh,
please.
He loves you.
Actually, yeah, it's out of love. I was getting out of the shower today, and with the new English bulldog. She has this, she loves water. It's the weirdest thing. You would think, you know, no. This dog, not that kind of water. She's a white dog, not a yellow dog.
I thought she was ginger.
She's ginger, yeah. And she's hot and spicy. No, she's an adorable dog, but she loves water. You have to lock yourself in the bathroom to take a shower, because she'll jump in the shower, which she'll rip the shower curtain down to get in the shower. So I had shut the door to take a shower. He opens up the door to come in, shuts the door, didn't shut it all the way. And it was like, booty bite or you don't get your towel. And I said, fine, then I'll just tell Ginger to come lick me dry. And right about then, he goes, yeah, right. And I go, Ginger! And the dog, I mean, she's only 4 months old, popped the door open, jumped on the door and popped the door open right on cue and ran into jumped into the bathtub. And we're both laughing so hard, and we couldn't get mad at her, but yeah. But yeah, Baby Bear likes the biting. He likes biting. It's a lot of fun. He's not allowed to go to that class.
But it will teach him proper technique.
No, that class is off limits to him.
Darn.
So what other things are IPTC doing?
Oh, let's see. They're doing challenges.
No, wait, I'm sorry. Who's doing the biting thing? Is that part of the IPTC, or is that going to be one of our...
No, that's seven? Sir Olivier and Pup Sparky.
Okay.
That's part of Iniquity.
That'd be part of Iniquity. Oh,
part of Iniquity.
Yep. But we've got, let's see, IPTC is doing the challenges in care with Master Nightmare, as well as Daddy Frank doing puppy training on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also going to be an open
puppy
discussion.
Puppy training is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I love to watch puppy training. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm thinking that it's the rolled up newspaper and the swat on the nose or the pound on the other pound of the bed.
Oh, but there's the whole... Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of other puppy training techniques that, you know, besides the rolled up newspaper, the cliche that, how to train them to sit and beg and, you know.
So, but there's, let's see, they're going to be doing the morning fetch is going to be on Sunday. That's the, when they do the coffee and newspaper service.
Mm-hmm.
Which so, you just sign up with the pups.
Let's
for that.
Elaborate on that a little bit. What is the?
It's on Sunday. They'll provide the pups who are involved in IPTC.
Mm-hmm.
You sign up for it, and I believe there's a small cost that's associated with it, which goes right into IPTC.
Mm-hmm.
And they will come to your hotel room, and they will deliver. Your pup will be there at your door to deliver your newspaper for you.
Cool.
So it's a wonderful little thing that they do.
That is fun. I'm signing up for that. I'm going to have to get a hotel room just to do that.
That will be the Sheraton Brook Hollow.
Yes, the Sheraton Brook Hollow.
That's located cool. at 610 North Loop.
610 North Loop, yes.
610 North Loop West, yeah.
Yes, I'm pretty 610 sure.
610 and 290.
Yeah. And anything else about the Sheraton Brook Hollow? I mean, do we know the cross street?
It's at 610 and 290. They are a smoke-free hotel.
All hotels are smoke-free, basically, now. I think
not
the only
all
one,
of them.
I was going to say, I think the only ones that aren't are like the Marriott Courtyard, I think.
There are 12 hotels that still have smoking rooms in the area.
Well, I know that two of our presenters are not very happy about that. They specifically got a room as close to one of the doors, the exit doors, as they could.
Oh, yeah.
And one of our presenters is actually in another hotel that has a smoking accommodation.
I know. Hell, when we were in Dallas for Beyond Vanilla, we got stuck in a non-smoking hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we lucked out. We were like just bitching. Damn it, we're on the eighth floor. Blah, blah, blah. And when we got to our room, we're like two doors down, and there's the fire escape exit. And it's... So I went out and I just kind of looked out there, and they have this wonderful big patio out there. Then there's the stairs to get down in a case of emergency. So you could go out there all night long, and there's at least 10 or 15 people out there smoking and talking and having a good time because you couldn't smoke in your room. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. So there's no smoking in the hotel. You can smoke outside of the hotel.
We are trying to convince one of our presenters to do an impromptu cigar play class at the Ripcord on Saturday night.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Mason Very Alexander.
Nice. Ooh.
Wonderful man.
He does present a wonderful cigar play class, but mm-hmm. because the hotel is non-smoking, we could not present that in the
See,
hotel.
See, that'd,
so.
That'd be a good thing to do during the Den of Iniquity. That'd be a fun thing to do.
That is the plan. That yep. is the plan.
Especially in an impromptu smoke out while we're at it.
Yeah. Baby Bear, love that. I'll love that because we both love cigars. So.
Well, at the same time, the Den of Iniquity is going on Saturday night. HPEP, Houston People Exchanging Power,
mm-hmm.
they have put together a play party that's
yes.
going to be an off-site play party.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets
When we
will
say
be
off-site, we mean it's not at the hotel, it's not the Den of Iniquity at the Ripcord, it's going to be at the Meridium. And mm-hmm. anybody who knows, who's been to Sinfest, Dareware, any of the fetish balls, they're usually always at the Meridium. It's a great space.
It's on mm-hmm. Chartres near the Big Kim Sun.
Right. And HPEP, Houston People Exchanging Power are doing this play party in honor of Spring Iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think the doors open at 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
I think at 8.
7
at
o'clock.
8? Oh, 7.
7 o'clock.
Oh, that's right. It's 7 o'clock. We covered that at
yes.
the NLA meeting.
$15 so. Prior to the event, $20 at the door.
Cheap. Very cheap price.
7,000 square feet.
And they have been working nonstop for almost a month decking this place out for this event.
And they have a special area set aside just for bullwhips and single tails.
Right.
With plenty of, you know,
plenty of throw
space.
Space.
Nice.
And if you haven't been to the Meridian, this place is humongous.
Mm-hmm.
So there is lots of room to play. They're going to have all kinds of crosses, all kinds of stations set up for different various types of play.
Spanking benches, suspension rigs.
Yes. The only thing that won't be allowed in there is fire play, but I'm sure they'll think up a way to do fire play on the back patio because that's an open area and it's not inside the building.
Yeah, but probably not with the burn ban going on.
Yeah, not with the burn ban going on. Well, it'll rain that Thursday and everything will be, the burn ban will be lifted. Yeah, that's it, yeah. But HPEP, Houston People Exchanging Power, are going to be putting on this play party. It's at the Meridian. I don't remember the address off the top of my head.
Chartres, near Louisiana.
Chartres.
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 Okay.
C-H-A-R-T-R-E.
Yes.
Chartres.
And
okay.
Charter.
Charters.
Chartres.
Okay, is it San Felipe or San Philippi?
Near the Big Kim Sun. Over near the George R. Brown Convention Center.
There you go.
Yes.
Google the damn thing already.
It's right behind it's right behind Minute Maid. So.
It's one block from the adult bookstore.
Yeah.
But it knows, Jimmy knows where that one is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy's like, oh, I know that place now. Yeah, it's right behind that bookstore. Yeah. It's the only glory hole left in town, and Jimmy knows where it is.
They will have munchies and soft drinks and a DJ and a stage area as well.
Bed in it.
Pardon?
It's the only ABS with a bed in it.
Oh, can you believe that? And Jimmy knows that. It's the only one with a bed in it.
He read it on Craigslist.
Really?
I wrote it on Craigslist.
I thought Midtown had more rooms than that. Just one bed?
So that's in the theater part.
Oh, okay.
Just one bed that's clean.
Our English fan would like us to remind you that the Sheraton Brook Hollow is located at 3000 North Loop West Freeway, Houston, Texas, 77092.
Google it, MapQuest it, or just type it in your Garmin and go.
Sheraton Brook Hollow.
Or your TomTom, whatever you got.
I got a Magellan.
I got a Garmin.
So. Okay. GPS, there we go.
Okay.
Look it up on your damn computer.
Did anybody ask you to speak, Virgin?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Can we slap him?
No one ever does.
I know. No, what we need to do, he's got the LeBray. We need to pierce the top lip now, and then we just need to, like, chain them together.
Solder.
Huh?
Solder.
Solder, yeah. You got any goop in your boy bag? Or some super glue or something?
It's in the car.
Okay, get the super glue. We'll put it on his chapstick.
I have scissors.
All right.
Just cut them off.
So the HPEP things would be a lot of fun. So if you don't want to sit at the hotel, but you don't want to just go to the bar and hang out at a bar, and this is a great event. It's going to be huge. There's going to be a ton of people there. You've got HPEP going. You've got a lot of people from MLA going. And HPEP is promoting the hell out of it. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, they've done some amazing work to get this ready.
Yeah. I mean, literally, drywall, everything else. They've just decked the place out. And it looked incredible. So,
Saturday.
So, Saturday, we've got all these different classes. After the classes, break for dinner. At the Den of Iniquity at the Ripcord, there can be some more receptions by some more of the different clubs, correct?
Yes, that's true.
Den of Iniquity, again, if you have to have your run pen to get into that area, so that area is where the den is going to be. All the PlayStation is going to be set up. That's where the receptions are going to be served. You need your pen to get in. HPEP is doing their thing at the Meridian as well. That will be going on, Lord knows, till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Probably
so
that
you can always go to the Den of Iniquity, have a good time, do the smoke thing, do the cigar thing, you know, flog a few people, have a good time, get in the vacuum cube and float in the middle, in the air. A vacuum cube is so much fun. And then go over to the Meridian and really take it out and have a good time. So, that wraps up Saturday. Anybody who can actually wake up, well, you'll probably be getting back to the hotel right about the time things start Sunday morning. So let's talk about Sunday morning.
All right. Well,
all
right.
Sunday morning begins at 8 a.m., and that is going to be the Continental Breakfast for those who are attending Spring Iniquity. Right around 9:15, we're going to have our keynote address by Hardy Haberman, who is coming in from Dallas. He is going to be covering putting the sex back in S&M, for those who cannot actually attend the class. Immediately following Hardy's address, NLA International is going to be having their annual general meeting. NLA Houston fought really hard to get this, so it's a great honor for us to be able to present the AGM. Vince Andrews has brought in a great deal of fun stuff for us.
Again, Vince Andrews, he is the president of NLA International. We'll have quite a few different NLA chapters. Well, a representative from all the
definitely,
chapters.
Sir. Including our newest chapters in El Paso and Atlanta.
Yes, mm-hmm. El Paso.
Oh,
El
Chico's
Paseo.
Tacos. Oh.
Actually, the full name of that city is El Paso del Norte.
Claro que sí. Gracias.
I should know. I was born there. I think I'm the only white boy that was born there.
The only one that got out.
Yeah. No, not the only one that got out. No, because I have some friends that went to a different high school that live in Austin. But no, my graduating class was 500 kids, and only four of us had blonde hair and blue eyes. Everybody else was Hispanic.
You escaped.
We had one black girl in our class. She was the coolest chick, too. She was like, I mean, we took her one summer and made her over to look like Grace Jones, and everybody was terrified of her. We loved it.
Fabulous.
Anyway, I digress. Congratulations to the new NLA chapters, El Paso and...
Atlanta.
But the AGM... they're going to have the international awards announced there, and they'll have their own special speaker and a couple of special presentations.
And during the AGM, for people who aren't members of NLA and don't really care, what's going on for them?
We're going to have three different classes going on.
So, if you don't want to sit in the AGM, you're not a member of NLA or H or NLAI, we've got some different classes and going on for you, so you can enjoy your time while NLA is doing their membership meeting, their national membership meeting.
And those are the classes. We've got Master Roy with Leather and Ethics, and Sir Malik and Slave Kathy with MSDS.
Master Roy will be doing Leather and Ethics. It's called Enunciate.
Oh, I apologize.
Yes.
I understand.
Spell it
perfectly.
Out.
Speaking in tongues.
Sir Malik and Slave Kathy will be doing Diversity in MSDS Dynamics.
Diversity in MSDS Dynamics.
Which is a wonderful class. I'm
getting very well tonight.
It's a wonderful class. I'm tired.
You've been tired all your life.
So,
you left yourself open. With
In the mirror, baby.
You know, I still look better than you.
Depends.
But then again, I did get a bar nap tonight.
Oh, see, that's so not fair.
Round two begins now.
All right, and then our third class will be taught by Andy. Am I enunciating clearly enough for you?
Yes. Do you hear the words coming out of my mouth?
Ain't no one understand the words coming out of your mouth. Andy will be doing Heart and Soul, the Erotic Art of Boot Worship. And that pretty much, after that point, we break for lunch.
Uh-huh.
And then moving on to the last classes for anyone who is able to stay, if they haven't had to take off to make their flights.
Breaking for lunch, those classes start, that's about
those will be
time?
At 10:30.
10:30?
Yeah.
So 10:30 to 11:30?
So the keynote, and we have a keynote and the Continental Breakfast is hosted until 10:15. So you can come in, listen to Hardy talk. And for those who are going to attend the annual general meeting, our speaker at the meeting is going to be our very own Caro,
ooh,
who just won the Woman of the Year award.
Woman of the Year.
Yes, Caro's Woman of the Year.
So, really proud of her. And she's, when Vince Andrews originally told her that she won the award and that she was going to have to give the keynote for the AGM, her question was, what do I talk about? And he said, well, girl, just talk about whatever the hell you want to. And she said, then I've got a great idea. And suddenly Vince said, oh,
uh-oh.
Shit.
Watch your language.
Oh, sorry, I apologize.
Oh. She panicked.
Yeah. Okay. But anyhow.
So what is her topic going to be? Okay, what is her topic going to be, or do we know?
At this point, we do not know.
She's keeping it under wraps.
She's
probably
still
now we're all scared.
She's actually still writing it. She said that she was going to try and work on it this weekend, but
lovely.
But
she's been in the community for decades,
yeah,
and has really seen the growth and the ups and the downs and the devastation that the community's had and has a great deal of good observation about it. So it'll be very good.
So what do you have here?
That would be a paper with writing on it.
No, this is the same thing. It's just in an easier-to-read format than this grid thing.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Pshaw.
So. Yeah, I realize this was a little bit smaller, so...
Well, yeah, that's why I chopped it up and printed it out bigger.
Well, I didn't really take into account your eyesight. Otherwise, I would have magnified it. And
well, no, it's my fault because I haven't had my eyes checked in a few years. I need a new pair of glasses, yeah. So... REMS? And I can't do contacts. They pop off my eyeballs.
Those aren't bifocals, are they?
No, they're not. Okay. I probably need bifocals by now. They told me by the time I was like 30, I'd need bifocals. And then they said, no, you don't need them yet.
Well, how long is Jimmy... How bad is Jimmy's eyesight right now?
Jimmy's eyesight's a lot worse than mine, trust me. I tried his glasses on. I went blind.
Oh, and here he comes.
Yeah. I beg your pardon.
I'm innocent. I'm just the boy. I didn't do it.
You're not innocent. You may be a boy, but you're not innocent.
Darn it.
I'm just a boy. Yes, I'm only a boy. And I'm sitting here on. We can figure the rest of that out.
Something that rhymes with oi.
What's going on here?
Nothing. You missed the boat.
Oi.
Oi. It's Passover. Oi.
Oi. It's Passover.
Get your bitters.
L'chaim. L'chaim.
Let's, is it about your time now to speak, Mr. Chris? Or
still got 5 minutes till I have to rattle off my usual.
Okay, he's got 5 minutes to rattle off his usual. And after he rattles off his usual, we'll take a musical interlude, since I know Jimmy loves that word, interlude.
Well, then at that time, I will share the URL if you wish to find out more information, which is...
Yes.
www.springiniquity.com.
And we also need to talk about prices when we come back too. So let's let's do it now. Go to springiniquity.com if you want to find out all the good stuff and where everything is and what it, and we have the entire conference schedule on the website.
There are also detailed write-ups on all the classes and bios on our presenters.
Bios on all the presenters. You can register online still?
You can.
No, they've already closed the online registration?
Yeah. Online registration has been closed.
Okay, so you have to register in person now. Online registration is closed.
And registering at the door, I believe, is going to be $100.
Okay.
It was $89.
Okay.
But it's gone up at this point because it's last minute.
That was pre-sale?
Now, for those people that will not be able to make all the weekend... We do have day passes available for Friday, for Saturday and Sunday, which is $50.
Okay, and that gets you into all the seminars and all that other stuff, and all the good stuff. Okay.
Exactly. There is, let's see, we've got the
T-shirts.
Yeah, T-shirts are going to be $20.
Okay. Really looking forward to those. Can't wait to see them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're going to be there. I just haven't seen them yet.
Yeah. He saw the proof of the shirt.
They will be
and
fabulous.
The mock-up.
Yep.
Yeah. You but pull it up on your BlackBerry and show it to Boy Johnson.
I didn't bring mine with me.
Oh.
So.
No.
Mine doesn't stay connected at my hip all the time.
Did he? He still has my phone.
He's still your leash.
No, Baby Bear stole my phone. He's got
your
it
leash.
Outside still.
But anyhow, we're really looking forward to it. We've already got almost 150 registrants so far, which is great for our first conference.
Excellent, excellent. Now, to recap the prices. $100 at the door to register for the conference. If you want a souvenir shirt, get it quick. They're $20 because there's a limited number of them available now.
Yep.
Because a lot of them were already pre-sold when people registered online, so there's not going to be that many left over. So if you want it, get it quick.
And we also got some great news from the hotel.
HPEP. Oh. HPEP's event, $15 in advance. You can go to HPEP's website, get the ticket in advance. It's $15 in advance, $20 at the door, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what am I forgetting? Any other prices I'm forgetting?
The only other thing is coming up with the hotel. The hotel has just extended. Originally, they had only had a certain block of rooms.
Mm-hmm.
They have extended the rates for anyone who wants at the last minute to go stay. They're going to offer it for $89 a night.
Excellent.
$85.
Excellent, sir. So if you do live in Houston, all the events, the majority of the events are going to be at the hotel. You don't want to drive back and forth. Get a hotel room, $85, single through quad. And single through four occupancy is what that means.
And they still have king-size beds available.
Uh-huh. And
but the suites are gone.
The suites are all gone, but you can get king-size bed, two double beds in the room. And that way you don't have to worry about trying to drive.
And Starbucks in your room.
Yes, Starbucks in the room. That's sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And it still has that new hotel smell.
Yeah.
It does. It is a brand new hotel.
Starbucks in the room, and it's not $5 a cup.
Amen.
All
two girls.
All right.
Oh, no.
Two girls, one cup.
Two girls, one cup.
That was evil.
I am disowning you, sir.
That was really evil. Chris, can you do your thing 1 minute early, please, to shut them up?
I need a Brillo pad for my brain.
It's better than last night when Woodja makes the comment about two bears.
Chris, do your thing, and then let's play some Thrill Kill Cult for Boy Nick.
Is that what's set up?
Yeah, I think Thrill Kill Cult is next. Life with Thrill Kill Cult. We're going to play that for Nick. He'll love the song.
Okay. You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
You got jealous of all the attention guys paid me.
typical male.
Thanks for this dick.
And welcome back to Leather Ties.
And I always thank people for their dick.
Yes, I bet you do.
Yes, and the music...
More than once.
Music that we played.
Music we played, the first song was Thrill Kill, My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. Mm-hmm. That was for Nick.
What was that? Was that Cooler Than Jesus?
Yes, Cooler Than Jesus.
Ah, boy, that takes me back.
Uh-huh, doesn't it, though? It's a good one, though.
We used to play that on Esoteric Adventures here on KPFT back in the 90s.
Nick, you nasty dog.
Whoa.
The second song was dedicated to Miss Christie. It was Sex Drive by Grace Jones. Mm. Hit the light again.
Hang on.
Boy Nick just sent us a nice little text. It says, after that last song, at least one, and I took my shirt off for Daddy Bear.
Aww.
Thank you, Nick.
Aww.
Now, take a picture and email it to me.
Yes.
So I want to thank NLA Houston for being here and talking about Spring Iniquity and all the different events going on that's coming up this weekend. Spring Iniquity is this coming weekend, this Friday.
That's right.
And it is going to be a blast. Thank you, Sir Robert Helms, for being here.
Anytime.
Thank you, Boy Jesse, for being here.
Thank
Good
you
luck
for
with your campaign on the board.
Thank you.
I know you'll be the new secretary.
And we're free!
Yes, and we're free! We're not on the board anymore. The Wonder Twin powers will deactivate.
Well, no, now we can use our powers for evil.
Yes, now we can, yeah. Now we can use our powers for evil,
you
yeah.
You mean you weren't already?
Really? When did that stop?
No, we weren't using them for evil. We were using them for really bad, good fun.
Ah.
So.
The same fun that we used on the roast last night.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, howdy. Oh.
And it's called narcolepsy. Thank you, Woodchuck. Oh, actually, that one should actually go out to Robert Kahn, another Robert we know, Robert
yes.
Kahn. He basically started to say necrophilia when he meant narcolepsy
well,
at a certain event.
Hard to read it.
Oh, my God.
And it's, well, you know, same difference. They're both just laying there. I mean, you know.
It's body temperature.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Okay. Hey, you just get into Coldplay, and I don't mean the group. I mean, Ice Cubes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not the person.
Yeah.
To play with ice cubes.
No, don't even go there. And by the way, Baby Bear finally joined us. He stopped talking about his big snake and his English bulldog. And so Baby Bear has finally joined us this evening. Welcome.
Hello.
And you are banned from the biting play seminar.
Why?
Because there's nothing you need to learn.
Oh,
thank you. You mean he knows it all, or you don't want him to learn anything new?
Thank you, Jimmy, yes.
No, I'm already educated.
He says all the above.
Yeah, we already went through what happened this evening when I got out of the shower. It's on its way. I love you, Nick. Okay.
You went on that? You talked about that on radio?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Me getting out of the shower and the dog breaking in and, yeah, the whole bit. Yeah, thanks. Well, they started on the biting seminar, so I was like, okay, how to relay your favorite little thing to do. So
with the sheepish grin I have.
Yeah.
Bad.
Who's let Steve Nixon?
Oh, no. So, Spring Iniquity this coming weekend. Lots of fun. The Sheridan Brook Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
The Ripcord. HPEP is going to be doing a play party Saturday night us. That'll be at the Meridian. They've decked out the Meridian. The hotel is completely revamped. It looks fantastic. It smells like a brand new car.
Mm.
And
with leather
IPTC,
interior.
The International Puppy Trainer Conference, will be going on at the hotel as well. That promises to be lots of fun. And the puppies are going to be offering Sunday morning paper at your door service for a nominal fee.
Mm.
And the puppy mosh pits.
Aging.
And the annual general membership meeting for NLA International. It promises to be a lot of fun, and I know I'm going to have a good time.
And they will be announcing the recipients of the next AGM.
Yes, they'll be announcing the recipients of the next AGM, the Woman of the Year, the Man of the Year.
Chapter of the Year.
Sweet! You better send that to my email address as well, Nick.
Oh, I want to see.
Yum. I love the little goatee thing he's got going on.
He is a boy of his word.
And
And it's very British, too.
Yes, very.
Oh, all you have to do is talk.
As British as a bulldog.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it'll take.
Yeah, when Boyd Nix opens his mouth and starts speaking, you just kind of go into that trance, you know?
Yes,
you
do. Yes,
he's got a seductive voice combined with the English accent. It's, yeah. It's hot.
Like, what's he look like?
Anyway. Let's get on the round table. Let's talk about some current events and what they mean to us, and let's just trash everybody, shall we?
Sure.
Why not?
Okay, well, Chris is coming back, so hold on one second.
Okay. Well, I want to talk a little bit about I've got something here. April 8th is the anniversary of the death of Ryan White. A lot of people know that name because of AIDS funding, but
Ryan White Foundation.
Yes, and I have a little something here I want to read, so it kind of gives people an idea of Ryan, the era he lived, and why we celebrate him. Ryan Wayne Wright was an American teenager from Kokomo, Indiana, who became a national poster child for HIV/AIDS in the United States after being expelled from school because of his infection. A hemophiliac, he became infected with HIV from a contaminated blood treatment, and when diagnosed in 1984, was given 6 months to live. Though doctors said he posed no risk to other students, AIDS was poorly understood at the time, and when White tried to return to school, many parents and teachers in Kokomo rallied against his attendance. A lengthy legal battle with the school system ensued, and media coverage of the struggle made White into a national celebrity and spokesman for AIDS research and public education. He appeared frequently in the media with celebrities such as singer Elton John, pop star Michael Jackson, who at the time was bigger than Elton, and talk show host Phil Donahue. Surprising his doctors, White lived 5 years longer than predicted and died in April of 1990, shortly before he would have completed high school. Before White, AIDS was a disease widely associated with the male homosexual community because it was first diagnosed there. That perception shifted as White and other prominent HIV-infected people, such as Magic Johnson, the Ray Brothers, and Kimberly Burgalis, appeared in the media to advocate for more AIDS research and public education to address the epidemic. The U.S. Congress passed a major piece of AIDS legislation, the Ryan White Care Act, shortly after White's death. The act was reauthorized in 2006. Its Ryan White programs are the largest provider of services for people living with HIV/AIDS in the United States. Kind of gives you a little perception of some early AIDS activism.
Yes, and there's a Ryan White Foundation here in Houston as well. Please volunteer for that. They do really great work.
They do. That is the group. And to get on it, you have to go through about a six-month training program.
Yes.
And that council allocates Ryan White money to AIDS organizations in the Houston area. So they want to be sure you know what you're doing.
Oh, and Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
Thank you for getting my Louis shirt back to me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I'll bet your husband's going to be very happy about that, too, because it still has
your Daddy sweat Bear on it. It still has funk on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Let me have that.
Thursday night during Louis, we were doing KPFT. We had the first reception for Louis.
Yes, we did.
And it was just steamy, muggy. So I took my shirt off. So I was just wearing my leather vest.
Uh huh.
And I had my shirt tucked behind me, and I just knew I was going to lose it. So I asked Jimmy to throw it in the trunk of his car, and it's been there since Louis.
Uh-huh.
And he's still sniffing it.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing there.
Oh, it's faded out. It's
sorry.
Already faded out. Sorry. Jimmy already snorted all the funk out of the shirt.
He'll just have to make some new funk.
It's from him for breezing his car so Stanley doesn't smell the cigarette smoke.
That could be it. Well, it was in the trunk. I don't know if I breezed the trunk.
Not going to say a word, no, but don't let CSI investigate that.
That's what I was going to say. Exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, they get that little blue light, they'll see more than just spooge.
Talking about Jimmy's trunk or your shirt?
Yeah, well.
Jimmy's trunk.
I don't know because what's my shirt was in his trunk. That's the scary part.
The scary part is what is in Jimmy's trunk.
Probably Jimmy just Hoffa. A bunch
of, yeah. The junk in his trunk.
No, not. It wouldn't be Jimmy Hoffa, more like Jimmy James, but not Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh, boy. We've been talking about, of course, gay marriage because.
And can you believe
Iowa?
Iowa, of all places.
And that is so very important because we think of more progressive AIDS queer communities on the East Coast or the West Coast. We don't think of it in the breadbasket.
Yeah.
And Iowa, a farming state.
Are we going to go to another 30-minute discussion of cornhole?
No.
We're just going to all, like, bray like sheep and move on. No.
But I have a piece here that talks about Cal Thomas.
Cal Thomas?
Cal.
Oh, Cal.
Cal Thomas.
Oh, did she
Who you may not know the name, but Cal Thomas started life as a TV reporter in Houston. But he has always been ultra right wing conservative, and
so
now
he was what Channel 2, right?
So yeah. So now he is writing for the religious right, and people listen to
him.
You
mean Fox News?
Okay. Yeah, even beyond Fox News.
Oh, he's that squirrely looking guy with a bad comb over.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's he him. Took Jesse Helms' place, basically.
Well, now. Now, this is what Cal Thomas is writing about now. The battle over same-sex marriage is on the way to being lost, wrote Cal Thomas, a founder of the modern religious right. He went on to say that those who think they can count on the political system to win are closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge. To those on the political and religious right who are intent on continuing the battle to preserve traditional marriage in a nation that is rapidly discarding its traditions, wrote Thomas, I would ask this question.
Oh, please. I need to stop right there for a second.
No. Listen. I would ask this question. What poses a greater threat to our remaining moral underpinnings?
Republicans.
Is it two homosexuals living together? Or is it the number of heterosexuals who are divorcing and the increasing number of children born to unmarried women, now nearly at 40%, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention?
Uh-huh.
I think this is an incredible step in the right direction, because this, to me, this is what the religious right should have been focusing on all along.
Well, slavery was kind of a habit of this country, too. So mm-hmm. Are they saying that slavery should be come back into favor?
No. What
I mean, if they're talking about values that were...
But here's my question. Whose values?
That's what I'm saying.
They say the religious right. No, it's the religious right. Okay?
Well, of course.
But what I'm saying is our country, it says one nation under God. It doesn't say one nation under Jesus Christ.
No.
One nation under God. The Jews call it God by one name. The mm-hmm. Muslims call God by Allah. You know, every religion has their name for God.
I know.
This is a country founded on God, not Jesus Christ.
And
every one of these other religions, including the Mormons, believe in multiple wives, polygamy, and other things like this. So who are they to say that marriage is only between one man and one woman when so many other religions allow multiple spouses?
Well, the thing that's of it is that this country was founded, yes, on religious freedom. Unfortunately, it's like 99% of it has been Christian.
It's religious freedom as long as you only believe in the religion that they want you to.
Well, exactly. That's right.
But the interesting thing is if you go to the Supreme Court building, there are sculptures, friezes, on the wall of great leaders throughout history who were lawgivers as well. and you will see a frieze there of Moses. Mm-hmm. You will see a frieze there of Muhammad. There's not a frieze there of Jesus Christ.
Hmm. Because they still can't decide whether or not he looks like Brad Pitt or...
The point I was making is that
or
it looks like
right.
the religious right is giving up on trying to be a threat to same-sex marriage, and they're focusing where I think they should have been focusing all along on divorce and
teen pregnancy.
And teen pregnancy, exactly.
Hello, Sarah Palin.
Yeah, now, exactly.
In a similar theme to that,
yeah,
Dr. Laura.
Ooh, she's trying to make a comeback.
Actually, was on Larry King. Apparently, it was Evangelical Week on Larry King recently. Mm. Dr. Laura Schlesinger appeared on Larry King Live on Wednesday and was asked about the recent marriage equality victories around the nation. Schlesinger, who nearly 10 years ago called homosexuality a biological error, and was the target of a nationwide protest for it. Hi, Big Roy.
Yes.
And still believes marriage is between a man and a woman, said Schlesinger. I'm very big on human beings finding love, attachment, and commitment, and being faithful to it, because there's more to benefit when there is real, true commitment and faithfulness to it. I still believe, just as every president has, that all the people who ran for office, that marriage is a sacrament between a man and a woman. So not calling it marriage works for me. But that two people would have that sort of commitment to me is a very healthy and very positive thing in their lives and society as a whole. That's a beautiful thing and a healthy thing.
Well, no, yeah. See, I agree.
That's the nicest thing I've heard.
Now, wait a minute. Ask her how many marriages she's had.
She probably had more than Elizabeth Taylor.
Because she's only old enough to have seen the last, 10 or 12.
Now, my problem with the GLBT community is they chose the wrong word. They should not have gone for marriage. They should have gone for civil unions. Something that is
But it's not equal.
But
then you end
but
up with a
civil union is equal.
But something but equal.
The problem you have...
Wait, let me finish my statement. Something that is bound by law but is not bound by religion. The minute
That's
you say
all
the word,
that matters.
The minute you say the word marriage, people instantly think religion.
The problem,
if we would call it something else, everybody would have
the problem with it
States.
Is this. Because not every state has a term civil union in their
well, no. not common law, whatever you want to call it.
The fact is, because there are different sets for those, with, say, someone going up to Vermont right now and gets that marriage certificate, or does it in a couple of weeks, they come back to the state of Texas, they've got a marriage certificate, and according to the United States Constitution,
it has to be recognized.
You have to recognize that marriage license just the same way you recognize a driver's license.
Well,
but
there's a deal right now going on. There was a lesbian couple that got married and have a marriage license. One moved to another state where gay marriage is not recognized, but she sued for divorce. Now the state is saying, well, we can't allow this because if she sues for a divorce, that means we acknowledge the marriage, and that means we have to allow gay marriage.
Well, that's,
so gonna, that's a big
it's
going
to have to go
right
to a
now.
Federal case, because if she has a marriage, an actual
that's
marriage,
where it's going.
If she has an actual marriage certificate, then that's from California, and they're still in that leeway of.
No, she was married in the East Coast.
Okay, well, then that wasn't marriage, it was civil unions. Massachusetts came up with civil unions, not marriage. They didn't call it marriage.
They do it now.
So there was a civil union, and some of the municipalities gave civil unions, but didn't give marriage. If it actually is a marriage certificate, it was only issued by California during that time. So that's the question they have, and because right now there's that legal limbo of what that marriage certificate in California is worth because of Prop 8. And I don't think the California Supreme Court has finalized what their decision is. What do we do with these, 3,000 couples that got married when it was legal? Do we go back in and
make something? Yeah. How can you make something illegal once it's already been done?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did it with prohibition.
But the fact is, what do you do with these?
Yeah, but they didn't make it retroactive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, I think it's what the Supreme Court is still deciding on. First of all, the constitutionality of under California law for Prop 8.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, if they say, hey, it is constitutional what they pass on Prop 8, it's within the bounds. What do we do with these marriages that occurred? Do we annul them as a blanket? Do a blanket annulment on it? Or do we say, okay, you guys are going to be grandfathered in, but nobody else?
Then that's not fair.
But if they if they annul it, they'll have an uprising. If they keep them but don't allow any more,
people are still going to take cases to the Supreme Court
anyway.
Going to
be there's still going to be an uprising.
Because either way,
you let them do it, why can't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, a lot of this... Yeah, go ahead, Merle.
I'm sorry, but it's... Mm-hmm. If they're going to... If they want to go the route... Make the fight between marriage and civil unions, whatever you want to call them, then every certificate that is a legal document given by the state everywhere should be a civil union.
But I mean, it's like saying...
Because if they want to make the fight that the word marriage is a religious thing, I'd like to remind people that marriages, as we know them today, were not what even 50 years ago weren't just religious events. They were binding contracts between families,
yeah,
who were trying to either stop a war between families,
or to further their
own
family's prosperity and name.
Prosperity, yeah. And name.
Like we remind everyone last
marriage
week.
Marriage was a business contract. It wasn't...
It was because a father had a daughter, and because she was female, was considered property, and had to make sure his property was taken care of after he passed.
Right.
And that's what it was. It was a contract
business arrangement.
Of that.
We had a caller call in, and I really agree with this one, because I think a lot of people don't realize that when you get married in the United States, you actually go through two marriages. You go through the state.
Right, the justice of the peace.
And then you
and that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and then you go to the religious.
Church.
And so the caller is saying, well, why doesn't it's very simple. Have the federal government stop doing marriage at all and have everybody under civil union. Well, that way you will have the civil union, which is the legal, and then if you want to do a religious marriage, go right ahead and do it.
Well,
you want to go to the church and have a white wedding with Billy Idol, go ahead.
Yeah, it's
we're
very
talking
simple.
About civil rights.
We're talking
exactly.
Yeah, we're talking about a religious right versus a legal contract.
Right. Well, it's not that long ago when interracial marriage was taboo.
That's right.
A white man
not that taboo, illegal.
It was illegal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And today, mm-hmm. in certain states, it's still considered taboo, and people don't recognize it. But that's like saying, or it's just like saying, two people, both Irish Catholics, get married in Maine, mm-hmm. and they move to North Dakota. North Dakota says, "Well, sorry, we don't recognize your marriage. You're not legally married. You can't live together." I mean, what's the difference between if it's a man and a woman, a man and a man? I mean, if they're going to say that, well, you got married in that state where gay marriage is legal, but we're not going to recognize it here. Well, if you're not going to recognize my marriage to him, then you can't recognize any other marriage in this state.
That's right. And I was very happy to see Washington, D.C. jump up and decide that they were going to recognize the marriages of Vermont.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah. Well, because so many people that work in D.C. so many people that work in D.C. live
marriages.
In Vermont. I mean, they commute.
When Vermont did theirs, they jumped up and voted 12-0 to recognize those marriages.
Okay, one problem.
And, of course, then there will be the marriages of Iowa and Massachusetts and Connecticut also.
But there's a concern there's a concern with that, because just recently this week, YouTube had a video posted, and I wish I could remember the group that did it, but if you go to YouTube and you do a search for what's called a gathering storm,
mm-hmm.
it is this two-minute video of these people who are standing there talking about how the marriages or the civil unions are being forced onto these people, and it's a very
forced,
it's
very negative.
Oh, it's a very negative ad. But
if you're a man and you don't want to marry a man, then don't.
Yeah, but people don't
think
that way.
They've been forcing gay men and gay women to marry straight people their whole lives.
Yeah,
you know, for centuries. So,
okay, a few little things here. Marriage certificates aren't issued by the federal government. That's a state rights issue,
right?
And that's the problem.
That's Washington, D.C.
But again, that's what I'm saying. This was, that's what I'm saying. You get married in one state and another state doesn't recognize it. Well, then if they're not going to recognize mine, that state should not recognize a marriage certificate from another state for a straight couple.
Okay.
If you recognize the straight couple.
Never mind. Go ahead.
No. Federal, we know. It's a state thing. It's done state by state. But you were saying.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, never mind. Chris is going to throw some attitude. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to keep the conversation going on the stuff. And, you know. Sorry about that. Continue, please.
Okay, we'll just sit here in dead air until Chris wants to say something.
Fine by me.
Okay, NASA, you need to name that station after Stephen Colbert. He won the contest. You need to name it after Stephen Colbert. I don't care if it's a space toilet. He won the contest.
What?
Huh?
Segway.
Ah. Thank you, sir.
I didn't get that.
NASA has a new node that they're putting up on the International Space Station. They had a contest to name the node. It came down to Serenity, which is off of a Josh Whedon TV series, and Stephen Colbert.
No, well, Colbert. It was fun for the 5 minutes it was on there.
I thought it was just Colbert.
So, it named Colbert. So, Colbert won the name, but now NASA's saying, well, we have the right not to use that name. We can choose whatever name we want.
Whatever, it's a poll.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a poll. It was a contest.
It was a contest.
And they said whoever won the contest, that's what they name it after. So.
Serenity.
Colbert.
Serenity.
Colbert.
Colbert Serenity. Won, but they're probably going to end up naming it Serenity.
Shiny.
Barkay.
Barkay.
Butter.
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 Chris is still mad.
Why don't we just go to some music then?
Okay.
Take the blue pill.
Take the blue pill.
Gee, was that an option?
Yeah. It is. It's the Matrix. Take the blue pill, the red pill, remember?
Oh, no, I was referring to psychological problems. You know, like being in-house. Take the blue pill.
Okay, never mind then. I thought you were making a Matrix reference.
So are you going to be doing Nick's request?
Huh?
Share, and I'd like to believe I'm Behaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one that I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. I ain't misbehaving. I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner, I'm alone in the corner. Don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth the wait. Stay out late. I don't wanna go. I'm home about 8. Me and my radio ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Ain't built for speed, and I
That was Suede, Built for Comfort. Oh, oops. For some reason, I was seem to be grabbing all women's music here. Before that was Ain't Misbehaving by Mabel Dawn Davis. Sarah Golden, I Love You More Than Jello. Sarah, who got her first radio play here on After Hours, back during when she was just a young hatchling, performing live here in the studio during one of the hatch segments, and started that off with Horse, Sweet Thing. On that. Coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pasale. We've already seen Mary's in the House. And
Number nine.
I don't know. All right. A little old school here. And we'll be back.
Were you robbing the cradle? Or was I robbing the rocking chair? All I know is that I'm grateful. I'm glad that you were there. In a world that doesn't see us, in a town where time stands still, a young boy dreams of loving men in a land of Jack and Jill. Well, I was so naive back then, and you were somewhat jaded, but I recall your kindness, though our friendship has since faded. Your house became an oasis from a home so unaware of my need to feel accepted in a world that didn't care. Have told me what my parents could not explain and saved me from self-hatred, confusion, doubt, and pain. Were you robbing the cradle, or was I robbing the rocking chair? Much more uncertain when my song was yet unsung. It was you who helped me to grow up while I helped you to stay young. And it makes me feel a part of a family of lovers who survive a life of exile by caring for each other. The first one to suffer, and I'm probably not the last, but I'm here to change the future, 'cause I can't forget the
Romanowski and Phil.
Oh, I love them.
Great group.
Oh, you have the jewel card for that.
Yeah.
Whoops. Jewel did case. I put that away?
Yeah, you already stuck it away.
Oh, well.
Well, you can stick it in later.
always.
Like I said,
always.
You know, I don't think you can ever play too much Pansy Division.
No, you can't. You just can't play too much Pansy Division.
Are Romanofsky and Phillips still alive?
They are still alive. They are back together as a couple.
Yay!
But they are not really recording anymore. They are more in the production end of it.
Some of my favorite stuff is Romanofsky.
I know it.
You know, that's what drew me to KPF. One of the things was hearing a Romanofsky and Phillips song.
Ooh, really? Heard Gay in a song, and I was like, what's this station?
What? Well, I mean, mine was, you know, listening in and hearing back in the days when the segment hosts were a little less reliable.
Mm.
And Jimmy would come out and start playing the Queer Music Zone and play, you know.
Actually, that was a feature we had for many years.
For the fifth. But to do a Romanofsky and Phillips concert.
Yeah. I love doing those.
And, you know, that was, then that ended up being the first Gay music I went out and purchased on cassette.
Yes, cassette.
Oh, wow. Great boys.
Yeah.
I have a Romanofsky's cassette. Romanofsky and Phillips cassette.
But we're coming up here at the top of the hour. You've been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. damn, that's cold. We'll back next week.
We will.
The guest you had?
Perhaps midnight, perhaps 1. We'll find out.
Tune in around 12:30, you'll hear something.
Yeah, you'll hear something. Yeah,
we're still trying to nail down who we're going to have besides Theatre Suburbia.
Theatre Suburbia,
and Widget wants to pop in.
And, Widget is going to pop in?
Hopefully.
Good. Promoting, I imagine, Mr. Prime Choice.
Yeah, because it'll be right before the final voting and our final event on that.
Good.
Don't know who our final... Who else we'll be talking with? Who knows? Like I said, top of the hour is going to be Zydeco Pasale.
Ooh, Mary is here.
PSA time.
Ooh.
Good night, everyone.
See you next week.
Attention high school seniors, the Tagore Society of Houston is accepting entries for its $1,000 scholarship essay contest. Applicants are to write an essay of 1,000 words based on a quote by inspirational Indian poet, philosopher, and Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore. Essays will be judged by an elite panel of local authors. All entries must be received electronically by May 8th. Students are encouraged to visit our website at www.tagoresociety.org for instructions. That's www.tagoresociety.org. You are tuned in to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
One moment, a little technical difficulty here. Apparently the yoga got all bent up. All right. Oh, I know why.
Starting May 23rd, there will be a festival celebrating Indian culture and yoga with a great spiritual...
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.